The following program has been produced by the Four Sportsmen. And we have now taken over this audio feed.
We control the content.
You must listen.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
More a solo. But tonight...
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. Put suckers in fear. Making the tears...
What the man say?
Don't call it a comeback.
That's what that guy said. That's all I know.
That's right. We are back.
Right back like we left something.
December the 1st, 2023 is when we're recording this. Getting ready to watch this Pac-12 championship on this TV behind Fabian there.
We don't know when y'all niggas going to hear it, but...
Yeah, you'll hear it eventually.
You'll hear it eventually.
If you choose to listen.
If you choose. It. I mean, if you're listening right now, you've chose to listen, so... Makes sense. We're about to watch these Ducks beat the shit out of these Huskies. As they should have done the first fucking time, in which me and Adam would have currently been tied and pickled. Because I took...
But what are we?
Boy, we are fighting. I'm fighting for my life. Last week of eligibility.
We got two fighting for first place and two fighting for last place.
Can't be worlds apart any further than what they
y'all
are.
Y'all
in a damn dog fight for last place.
Are in a fucking Donnybrook.
Fuck
for last place. Ain't that awful?
Yeah. That's it. It is rough.
I mean.
My championship retention has not gone as planned.
I mean. Y'all fucking throwing haymakers.
I'm assuming you didn't have a plan.
That's what it's looking like.
I'm telling you what. It ain't worked.
I mean, I'm kind of where I tend to be. I don't know how you feel, though.
Will's used to where he's at.
Yep.
I don't fucking like it. I'm just going to tell you.
Well, you should have done something about it.
I thought I was.
You came out strong the first couple of weeks. Well, last place finishes.
Listen.
The best week he had this year was when he was fucking doped up.
Well, you know.
That is true. That is true.
First 13 weeks, it felt like Aldo.
Whew, 13 weeks of Aldo. God damn. How's that make you feel, Bill?
I love you, Will.
You know, I felt better.
Have you? Man, you've been worse, too.
I tell you what, Mr. Goins. I'm done paying rent on time, you son of a bitch.
Listen, I will tell you that. Man woke me up at 7 o'clock this morning with rent money.
Not again. Never again.
That's all right. Because the black guy had his half too. We paid rent on time, fellas.
Hey, I'm just now looking. Are we going to go over any of this shit from back in October?
No, we've got a couple arguments to be had. And
okay. We're going to kind of freestyle a little bit here.
We've not been with the people, the good people that listen to this fine program.
We are here for you guys tonight.
We've not been with you for a very long time.
Yep, and they don't want leftovers. They want a home-cooked fresh meal.
Unfortunately for the sportsmen, some of us have dealt with some personal matters in their life, and Fabian's weak-ass back finally gave out on him.
Shitty-ass neck. Uh-huh. Will had a shitty neck, too, at one point, so it's only fitting they're fighting for last place he right now. The two shitty neck people.
He had to have surgery.
Yeah.
And honestly, man, we've been busy and not been able to
life
be
happened.
Here like we would like to be. And
yeah,
but we're back.
Don't call it a comeback.
Nope. Better than ever.
Yes.
New and improved, as the products would say.
That's what they say.
On the shelves.
Yes.
I never understood that. New and improved. It's the same goddamn product that
a different label.
Yeah. Like okay, improved maybe, but how is it new?
Yeah.
It's funny to hear you say that because you would be the marketing guru of all of us.
100%.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I could see you writing that.
I would call it 2.0.
Okay.
Hmm. Which infers new and improved.
Mild changes.
Better than 1.0. We could probably go to 1.5. Do baby steps.
Maybe.
Oh, shit. I'm be hitting buttons here. My bad. I'd
like to take a moment to thank the sports world for being kind to us this year. It's went by way too fucking fast, and I am
this shit flew by.
Upset that we are in championship weekend already, and I feel like we just fucking got started 2 weeks ago.
It hurts.
Yeah. That's how you played pick 'em, too.
Are we sure I played?
Buddy.
I think when the doctor put me under, another nigga come here and played for me because I ain't never did this bad.
That's the only week you won.
Hey, listen, I was high as boat gas. Do y'all hear me?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I ain't never been so high in my fucking life.
I bet.
Do your picks, huh? Let's just check this, this, and this.
Turn these in.
I think that was, what, the second first place win of the year for me?
The fuck? I'm going to look at the stings right now.
I think it was the second one of the year because I think I'd won one other one.
Man.
But yeah, I turned in my best foot higher than boat gas. So
speaking of this being the end of the fucking season, what y'all think about this playoff race we got going on?
I'm so glad you asked.
We got at least eight, so nine teams that could possibly make it.
Depending on how it plays out, it could be insane. But
they're going to be pissed off people this year.
Yeah, I would
more
hate
so
to,
than normal.
There's a lot of times where the committee has got a little, you know, they got something against them, but this is probably the worst.
It's tough.
Because there's legit five undefeated teams right now. And yep. So that's in the race for it. I mean, there's more than five undefeated teams because you've got James Madison.
Nope, they lost one.
Did they lose one?
Yeah, App State got them.
No, who? Oh, App State just beat them?
Well, I'd 2 weeks damn. Ago, I think. When game day went there, yeah. They lost.
Now, is Liberty still undefeated?
Yes.
So there's Liberty. And there's Justice. Two. There's two up toward the top 20 that's undefeated, ain't it? I thought there was anyway. I thought it was James Madison. Maybe James Madison's 11-1. Maybe that's what I thought I saw. But I wouldn't want to be the committee because somebody's going to get left out. And it's the Power Five. There's four spots. One of those champions ain't getting in. And that is fucking crazy. Because imagine if it's Jordan Travis-less Florida State. If they beat Louisville, it's no longer a signature win because they just got fucking blown out by Kentucky.
They did.
So now that win doesn't hold the relevance. Yeah, that win doesn't hold the relevance now. So if Oregon goes and beats Washington, how do you not jump Florida State? With the Oregon team who you know is going to walk Florida State.
Yes.
So
Oregon or Washington.
I think what they have to do.
That guy's a man.
Is
he's 40.
45.
Over 50 now.
Something now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while, brother.
I think that they absolutely have to get this last one right. And what I mean by that is it has to be the four best teams. Ain't no deserving. Listen, the deserving shit goes out the window.
Yes.
Because
you had a
TCU team that proved they didn't deserve to be there.
Excuse me?
Wait a minute. They did in their first round matchup.
I wouldn't say that was
the
team. I couldn't wait till his nigga tennis pulled up. Because I knew as soon as I said that shit, he was going to be wide open.
Hold on.
His nose wide open right now.
We got to be here. Listen, I want you to pronounce that as it's N-I-G and tennis.
Nigga tennis.
No.
Nigga, what do you mean?
N-I-G and tennis.
Nick Antennas.
No, you're putting the A. You're doubling the A.
So you're saying Nick Tennis.
No.
Well, I don't know what
to N-I-G, say N-I-G.
N-I-G.
No, I mean, say it, word. Motherfucker.
Nick.
Antennas.
Antennas.
Yeah.
Pretty Nick good. Antennas.
There you go.
Yeah. I see what you did. Yeah.
I see what you did.
Yeah, because you was adding the natural A to it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it just flows off the tongue, man. I can't help that.
47
I mean,
years.
I mean, you're trying to correct my grammar here, man.
Can't say that word. I'm not
used to
saying
that. Okay,
but here's the thing.
We got to coach you through
y'all
it.
Y'all have a resident darkie who can. Mm-mm. So, I mean, I do it for us.
I won't say it.
Everything
I'll ask you to text permission every now and then.
But I will not be saying that word on the show.
Are you talking about Fiona? No, that is my baby.
No.
So, I knew I was going to get the spark I wanted from Sir Adam, and he did not disappoint from that.
I don't want to let the good people forget that I fucking called that TCU victory as well.
Listen here, man. If you say that enough, you're eventually going to be right. You know how many games you called wrong?
I don't know.
You know what you sound like? You sound like the motherfuckers who say every year that Jim Harbaugh's going to the NFL. Eventually, they're going to be right, and they're going to say,
Let me listen. Let me tell you something, Fabian. Ain't the goddamn year to talk about what I fucking predicted, okay?
I'll tell you what.
This ain't the fucking year.
What'd you predict, Adam?
A lot more right than you have.
A lot more right than you. A lot more right than you. And a little bit more right than you.
A little bit more than me.
No, sir.
Well, hold on now.
No,
that
sir.
Ain't prediction. That's picking. Listen, that's luck with a little bit of skill in there. I'm going to give you a little bit of skill.
Well, then why
it
are we so far
skill.
Apart?
Oh, because I just fucking sucked it.
Because you ain't got a rabbit's foot in your fucking pocket?
I don't know what I had last year, but the shit's gone.
You had somebody sending you pics or something. Connor Stallions was on your goddamn payroll.
Hey, listen, y'all ain't supposed to know. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So I don't know what I done last year, but when I tell you, I picked exactly the same way I did last year. It has just not fucking been there. You know, like when Ryan Fitzpatrick had the Fitz magic moments and stuff like that, and then it just fizzled out. That was fucking me.
Yeah, you're a fucking one-hit wonder.
Ladies and gentlemen, we ain't spoke to y'all since the news broke about Fabian's team and
Connor
Stallions.
We're going to talk about it.
Coach Partridge, linebacker coach.
We can't not do this.
All right. Here we
go. Let's give the people what they want.
We actually had a show set up to come in here and give him nothing but the business. Nothing but the fucking business.
Well, fellas.
Tail to the victor.
Well, Ron Terry was going to be fucking busy. He was going to be real busy that night.
Well, listen, fellas, I can't help it, but I had some unfortunate events happen in my life, and I was... You know, a little under the weather.
I've not seen a scar.
It's here. It's about,
I see it.
Yeah, it's.
Oh God.
Yeah. Goddamn. Yeah, it's there.
Yeah, it's about 3 inches long. Yeah,
goddamn.
Yeah, they went in there and they. Let me get in here.
The lakes this motherfucker will go to.
This man done tried to kill himself to avoid coming.
to avoid getting his blues. I tell you what.
That ain't no surgery scar.
Listen. I knew.
He done pulled out a straight razor and said,
y'all remember that? Butter knife on that.
Y'all remember that puff paint? He used to squirt it with a swell up. I just painted that shit brown and stuck it on my neck. These niggas ain't about to get me this week.
He walked out to the garage and just peeled it
Listen,
off.
Listen, I would have been in here like Apollo Creed.
Throw the damn towel in.
And I'd have been looking at Will like, throw the damn towel. I'm kind of glad that it happened the way it did. I wouldn't want to go through this again for that. But I tell you what, there's a silver lining in anything in life, and that is definitely the silver lining in this, because since then my football team has kind of helped me out a little bit. They kind of bailed me out of the predicament they put me in.
But they are winning games, closer and closer margins.
Every one of them's been a one-score win. Every one of them's been a one-score game. So
swear.
Penn State was nine points. So that was the only two score game. So yeah, it's which Maryland gave us the same
fit. You had been averaging three scores.
Yeah.
On everybody.
But Maryland gave us the same fucking fit last year.
Oh yeah.
And I'm telling you right now.
And Illinois, y'all beat them by 2 points last year, I think. Right before you played us.
Yeah. Last second field goal. Because I'm telling you right now, we should have lost that game. Because there was a controversial, it was a pass interference or something that put us in field goal position. We didn't deserve to beat Illinois.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what it was, but I remember saying after the game, I don't want to fucking win like this. We cheated Illinois. But if you look at the Maryland game.
Y'all cheated. Imagine that.
They say if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Reoccurring thing.
That's what I've always heard. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. So
when you get caught means you ain't trying.
Right. So, you know, but if you look at the Maryland tape, the last 2 years, the highlights are exactly the same. Talia tearing our ass up and then just making mistakes.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. And I'm going to tell you right now, as a unit, we didn't beat either one of the last two games offensively. We beat those teams defensively because Ohio State outplayed us offensively and Maryland outplayed us offensively, you know, up to the point where they made those mistakes. If you take away those mistakes, we lose both those games.
Yeah.
So, both of those, we got the ball plus yardage in the red zone from an interception that set up a score.
Yep.
That gifted us 7 points.
Early
both of those
in the first
games.
For us, yeah.
And if you take away both of those, we lose both those damn games. So,
yeah.
I've gave Jason hell, but I mean, that's what we do. And the sad part is that, and he'll never believe this, but the majority of the hell I've give Jason wasn't for Jason. It was for people who ain't even Ohio State fans, but that's the only shot I got to throw. Listen, I got one goddamn hand taped behind my back because my team's kind of put me in a fucking echo chamber from being goddamn cheaters. So I'm throwing the only jab I got in the goddamn tank.
Oh, it ain't hearsay no more, huh?
Oh, no, we're cheaters. We're terrible. We are absolutely cheaters.
Motherfucking son of a bitch. For fucking weeks. Oh, it's hearsay.
Ain't none of this been proven.
They don't want us to be good.
It's a witch hunt.
Who the fuck is that?
Who is we or them?
Hold on. Wait. I said a lot. I never said I didn't want us to be good. I said it was a witch hunt.
Big
and it was hearsay.
Jim Harbaugh suspended. Oh, hearsay. They don't want us to be good. Oh, okay.
Well,
the Big Ten don't want you to be good. That makes a lot of fucking sense.
It was hearsay till it wasn't.
And around
and
about.
And you're the fucking champ till you ain't, motherfucker.
Guess what?
You're learning. You're getting there.
And guess
you're
what?
You're getting there.
And you ain't.
I am.
You ain't been. And I am. I don't know exactly when it was.
You won't be in about 36 hours.
But
listen.
But it's been a while. You've been mathematically eliminated.
But I am until one of you two motherfuckers win. And right now, neither one of y'all won. So on
you're
paper.
You're mathematically eliminated. You have been for a while.
But I am the champ. Till I'm not.
Is it just me or is it funny? I think the belt on the table is actually closer to both of you two guys than it is to
me. Because they moved it. And that's fine. I don't deserve to move that belt back over here, and that's why I left it there. I'm going to be honest.
I don't.
I fucking say, have you seen my picks this year? I've been terrible. I don't deserve to have that belt over here.
Nobody has taken the belt yet.
Listen, that belt deserves to be right there.
36 hours, it'll be.
It deserves to be. Listen, I don't have a new home. If you notice, I come out, I seen it, and I smiled. I was like, well, that's where it deserves to be.
You're goddamn right it is.
I have played like ass this year. Oh, I guess you thought you was coming here to a fight, huh? No, I've conceded.
No. The fight will happen tomorrow with that man right there. And it'll be a fucking brutal fight with a man that is the caliber of me. Not the likes of you, and especially you.
Don't you point that fucking meaty-ass porky finger at me, you
son
of a bitch.
All right, listen, we're getting off subject, fellas. We need to talk about this cheating.
There ain't no subject to that.
We need to talk about this cheating scandal, fellas. I want to talk about this at length.
And we are at kickoff. We've got Oregon and Washington right now thinking about the playoffs.
I want to know why y'all thought y'all had to cheat to beat the fucking teams that you played.
Here's the thing, though. I think it was bigger than that. I don't think that they – because everybody's like – when you got the teams like the teams that were the maddest were the teams that had no business being mad. Fucking Nebraska's their ass.
It doesn't matter.
Matt Rule swears.
You play a football game, you expect the other team to uphold the integrity of the fucking game you're playing.
The integrity of the fucking game.
Listen.
Everybody's got a right to be mad.
Listen, let me explain something to you.
I'm furious.
You don't cheat.
Listen, you're right. You're right. I don't want to win football games this way. I do not.
I'm sure you're dying to vacate wins.
He queued that boo up just for me.
Oh, it's coming.
So I was booing your whole team.
No, I don't think it goes that far. Because they can only prove so much.
They prove y'all cheated.
It's not past Connor Stallions. What they've shown is that he acted alone with a booster. He filed no expense reports, and I think that's what gets Michigan.
Who the fuck is Uncle T?
I don't know who Uncle T is actually. But when you think about it, you remember Ed Warren? Remember who got involved with Fab
that's
Five
the guy
and all
from
that?
The Conjuring movies.
Well, yeah, but he's also a guy who was buying pizza and stuff for Chris Webber and Jalen Rose, and who knew that was...
And which is stupid.
Yeah, but that... And Chris Webber couldn't be a part of the program for like 20 fucking years because of that.
A lot of this NCAA stuff is stupid.
A lot of it is, but here's the thing. What Connor Stallions was doing wasn't bad. It's how he done it, because you can't do it in person. You're supposed to do it like everybody else. You're supposed to do it on the film.
He put it all in his own name and everything. Didn't try to hide a fucking thing.
Well, but here's the thing. You're not supposed to do it at the lengths he went to do it. That man had a job.
Yeah, it's illegal.
And he was like, you know what? I'm going to go above and beyond. But
against
listen,
the rules.
But kudos to that man for going above and beyond for his fucking establishment, man.
Listen, hold on. We're not going to fucking bullshit this right here. You know Jim Harbaugh knew this was going on. As a matter of fact, Jim Harbaugh is the one that fucking, or he's the ringleader.
Adam, how many people get exonerated of murder every fucking day? It ain't what you know, honey, it's what you can prove.
I understand that, but I want you
that's
to,
your
I want
argument.
You,
I'm not going to say
argument.
That, because I can't prove that. I don't know that. I do not know that.
You know it.
I know that man is a God-fearing, chicken-eating saint. That's what I know.
He
won't eat chicken. Oh, I'm sorry, a pork-eating saint. I'm sorry, he won't eat chicken and... It's a nervous bird.
You just brought up a standard of court. What can you prove every day?
And that's what it is.
What about a reasonable person standard? Would a reasonable person believe a single thing coming out of your mouth?
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
The NCAA does.
I didn't publish a report.
Listen, I'm not going to do that. I will admit a lot of things here.
All right.
But I can't admit something I don't know. I'm like you and NCAA. We have speculations. Do I think he knows? Yeah.
I can't
Am
say
I going to admit that
he knows? I can't
no.
say that for a fact he knows.
Right, but do I think he knows? Of course he had to know.
Of course he knows.
Of course he had to know.
He's the ringleader.
He's the head of that organization. He knows everything going on.
You have
taken the fucking fun out of tonight for me, because you've come in here and flippity flip flopped like you fucking always do. And the motherfucker that was sending me text messages for 2 weeks is not the motherfucker sitting to my right.
What
now.
I'm hearing is I pulled a U on you. That's what I'm hearing. That's what the fuck you're telling me.
You knew.
I pulled a U on you.
You knew you couldn't come in here and look me in the fucking eye and tell me he didn't know. Who the fuck was this person talking to at practice for fucking 2 hours, teaching the defense signs that Harbaugh didn't know what they was.
I will agree this.
Harbaugh thought that they was in there going over. What's the offensive coordinator doing?
Listen, we're all learning sign language.
The fucking defense, these offensive signals that nobody knows what they are.
Will help your argument, okay? What I will not do is sit here on this fine program and say 100% that Jim Harbaugh knew, but I will tell you two names that absolutely fucking knew. Jesse Minter, the defensive coordinator, and Sherrone Moore, the offensive coordinator. Those two absolutely knew.
If anyone knew,
it's those two guys.
Oh.
Because those are the two that directly benefit. But those are the two that directly benefit the most from what he's doing.
Connor Stallions was always within arm's reach of who?
The defense coordinator.
Jim Harbaugh.
And the head coach.
Well, that's not fair because the majority of his time he was by Jesse Minter.
When Ohio State comes to the line of scrimmage and they fucking fake clap and then look to the sideline and all the Michigan
and in
players
that video,
look to the sideline too. And
Honey, listen. They do that every game.
No, they don't.
They do it every game.
They didn't do it at all hardly this year.
You know why? Because they were accused of doing it. Listen, Adam, you don't go out and keep raping bitches after you're accused of raping bitches. You just don't do it. What I'm telling you is, listen, they stopped, they made it a point, and we even called it.
Listen. No!
Ben Roethlisberger stayed in the fucking house for a few months.
Right. He got accused of, like, you know what? I better quit doing this shit.
No!
Listen.
Oh, my God.
No!
I can't believe we took that turn.
Listen, it's a fact. They even went as far as not looking at the sidelines at all, and you even called that out right about the time I was typing it up. They went as far as to not looking at the sidelines at all when they would do their checks. And every team does their checks. They get out there, the offensive coordinator sees the defense, they change the call at the line. They made it a point. If you look at it, none of our team looked over to get the call. Because they had something to prove at that point.
They went
out their way. And then them raggedy son of a bitches had the nerve to have these little fucking Michigan flags. So they put up blocking cameras so people weren't stealing our shit.
How you motherfuckers gonna sit up and be cheaters
but say, but y'all can't cheat on me. What the... that's the point where it become comical.
That's my fucking thing. Y'all,
that's the point where it become comical.
The only thing comical is your pathetic argument. My God.
What do you mean, man? What's pathetic about my argument,
man? I get
all I'm saying is what I can and cannot agree to. I can't agree to what I don't know.
I get rallying behind your coach.
Well, the whole point of it is that you don't know. It's all decided behind a closed door. You're talking about who is he closest to. Well, when he walked into his office and shut the door and money exchanged hands, he was close to the fucking benefactor.
Well, all I know is that people who get paid a lot more fucking money than me to investigate this kind of thing didn't find that. And it's printed.
They're professional investigators.
All I know is that they did not find
it. Common sense don't stand up in court.
Right.
Evidence does.
Right. And they did not find.
And that's why the money and the fucking drugs are never in the same place at the same time.
Absolutely. So you know what? They best El Chapo.
But it's common fucking sense that Harbaugh knew.
He might have.
So you're drug lords now.
He might have. But I cannot sit here with a clear conscience and say he knew.
Is sitting on the sidelines twiddling his goddamn thumbs. While fucking Connor Scallions.
Oh, wonder what they're talking about.
He's got the offensive defense.
Teach
him fucking signs.
Listen. Boy, that Connor, he sure is something. Goddamn, he's smart.
Well, golly shucks. I don't know where my team is.
That boy don't eat chicken there.
We got to stop this nonsense.
I'm not. Listen, I told y'all. I'm not going to agree to something I don't know. I'm not. I'm not confirming nor
denying.
People
do it in court every day.
I'm not confirming nor denying. All I'm saying
I'm writing
is
that down.
The evidence doesn't support the
stenographer. Take note.
Yeah. I'm not confirming nor denying. That's all I'm saying. Plausible deniability?
There's a lot of people that think this is the end of Jim Harbaugh at Michigan.
I don't think it is. Because the athletic director and them love Jim Harbaugh. They love what he's done for the program.
But he don't love him.
He
proved that on fucking National Signing Day when he wasn't even talking to kids.
He done that. That was something different. That was something like, okay, if this is how you're going to treat me, this is what I'm going
to
do about
That's
it.
That's probably the day he came up with a game plan to steal signs.
But you got to understand something. It's not going to be this in
I almost said, yeah, it might be.
You did.
like this scandal, it's the NCAA is not going to just look at this.
Right.
He was suspended the first three games of this season.
Right, for something different. That was for recruiting during a dead period.
It was cheating. That
was something completely, but it was different from this.
Two different kinds of cheating. He's an established cheater.
Two wrongs don't make a right, Fabian.
He also ain't the only fucking team that's done it. At least wouldn't hand it out in McDonald's bag.
Now, see,
greasy ass McDonald's.
Hey, handing out McDonald's bags and still sorry as sin.
Still losing.
At least y'all winning.
I said, at least we took it and done something with it. You know what I'm saying? Damn. How you hand it out and still get thudded?
If I'm the guy forking out that money, I want somebody to explain their goddamn self.
Somebody got some explaining to do.
Uncle T wouldn't have been happy with that. Listen. No.
Listen, all jokes aside, if we vacate 2 years worth of wins because of this shit and they find out that we're cheating, then we deserve it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be honest with you. This is the kind of thing you should get wins vacated for. The thing I didn't understand was when Ohio State had to go through the vacation wins for the tattoo gate. That was kids pretty much signing autographs for fucking tattoos. That has nothing to do with on the field.
Shit.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with on the field. So I don't get how that led to a fired trestle and vacated wins. I don't,
because NCAA is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't agree, and I don't like nothing Ohio State. I love an Ohio State fan. That's about as far as it goes. But
that's me. I'm the man.
I don't understand that vacation. I just don't understand that.
I'm going to say this because I'm not going to ride you the entire length of the show.
I hope not. You'd be a little sore.
He took that away.
Biggest ass I ever met. You can't wear him out.
A little sore, he said.
To be honest,
goddamn intestines rearranged.
He shouldn't record. I think recording it is what the bad part is.
Absolutely,
it shouldn't be illegal for me to send a scout to watch a fucking game.
It's recording it. It's once you film it is when it becomes illegal. And I know what's the craziest part about it is it's almost the exact same shit you do every week when you look at film, but you have an unfair advantage of being right behind the bench and seeing everything that goes on between that team's play calling. So that's what, and I do
see,
get.
It don't make sense because they get the other team's game film, right, and you can see their sideline. You still see the signals that are coming in.
But there's got to be more to it because there has to be a reason why they made it illegal. Because in theory, it's the exact same fucking thing.
Yeah.
There has to be something more that they gain from it, or else they wouldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, there had to be. Otherwise, so, they wouldn't risk.
Right, they wouldn't do it. So yeah. I get why it's illegal. You know, do I think it's illegal to send scouts to watch the games? No, because they do it every fucking year. But once you make it a point to record it is where you cross the line. So now this is exactly the kind of thing you should vacate wins for, all seriousness. And that's fine. We'll just win 1,000 again. I'm okay with that. That's fine.
Just take you 2 more years.
It just takes 2 more fucking years. That's fine. But
maybe longer.
Yeah, because I'm tearing
now. Or some shit.
I mean, it could be worse.
Yeah, you don't need that SMU treatment.
Nah.
Y'all done.
Nah. Well, here's the thing. We recover a lot better than SMU because
that's true.
We've got talent on the field already. We would lose 10. I think they lost 10 per year for 3 years. So they lost 30 recruits. That's huge.
That is big.
For a team like SMU. At Michigan, it stings, but it doesn't kill us.
Yeah, y'all just go back to Brady Hope.
Yeah, kind of days. We just kind of go back to Rich Rod and eat a couple of 3-9 for 10 years.
Fuck.
I just think that, like, again, with him starting the season suspended, just coming off of that, like, you're getting into flirting with lack of institutional control.
Right.
Like, flirting.
I don't agree. Listen, I don't.
Flirting
I agree.
Like making out.
I think the NCAA's going
to
drop the hammer.
They need to. But I'm going to tell you what I don't agree with. I don't agree with the second suspension from the Big Ten. Because the case hasn't been concluded.
Well, he did.
You know why? Because they were going to have a hell of a fight on their hands.
No. He was going.
The Big Ten agreed to stop investigating if he just accepted the suspension. And that's what Harbaugh
did. Let me tell you how this works and how this happened.
That man was going to a Michigan court with a Michigan alum lawyer or a judge.
I know.
The Big Ten suspended him.
And fundraiser.
He talked to his lawyers, and they said, we're gonna do this, and we're going to do that, and blah, 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 and all this, right? And they went to the fucking – to the court, and then what happens is called – what's it called? Discovery.
Yeah.
They had discovery, and this is the evidence that the Big Ten and the NCAA has, and Harbaugh said, oh, you know what?
Let me just go on and accept this.
3 games is all right, Chief.
But they come to an agreement.
Now, ain't bad.
But no, it's not for now because he's done with the Big Ten. That was
the
agreement.
The Big Ten probably won't do nothing else.
The Big Ten's done. NCAA is what's coming. But the Big Ten's done, and that was the agreement.
But the NCAA drops
their investigation if Harbaugh accepts the suspension.
Here's the problem. Even if the NCAA can't prove Harbaugh knew,
they can still vacate the wins.
Harbaugh's the top, he should have known.
Well, the head coach is always a scapegoat.
Well,
that's how it goes.
He loses either way. Harbaugh didn't know. Well, he fucking should have known.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So,
but then it's up to Michigan to fire him, and I don't think they do it.
That's so foolish to say. I don't think Michigan fires him. As the head coach, you want people to say that you're a scapegoat. No. If you have proper control of your program and you know where, and at this day and age, you have to know where money is exchanging hands.
You do, but that's not fair because that's a lot of moving parts in that organization. I get it. That's kind of what he's paying.
And when
to
you're
do.
In charge, you can have men to track that for you.
But there's all kinds of rogue agents out there, and you cannot be held responsible for every single one. Now, I'm not saying that Connor Stallions acted alone. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying if he had, you can't blame Jim for that.
Well, the funny thing about this is who Connor Stallions is.
Yeah, he was a huge Michigan fan prior.
No, he's a fucking military. Fucking secret.
Yeah, he was from the Naval Academy or some shit.
Right, but reconnaissance. But like, listen, that's what
how,
he does.
But listen, that's how he got his job. He was a super
that's
fan.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is he was a super fan,
and he went to, but he went to all the games and he showed them how useful he could be. Because I'm going to be honest with you, fellas. I don't think it just started in 2021, 2022.
I think they need to take away the wins for ever since Harbaugh's been there.
Because
at least, or since Stallions was born, who knows how much information he's been given?
Exactly. Now, or when it started.
Now you just wait a goddamn.
No goddamn clue,
now,
man.
You just wait a goddamn minute now.
Disband that whole fucking program. Cancel death all penalty. The records.
Death penalty.
I'll tell you what. I'm coming down there and I'll whoop somebody's ass.
Oh my god! How big a boy are you?
But let's be honest. That's how that man got his job. He showed them what he was capable of doing because he was the walk-on of coaches, essentially. Because they the reason why they seen him is because he was always at the games. He was always there, and he was like, "Hey guys, I can do this shit. Look at what I can provide. Hey man, here's the signals for this team for the next week." I don't think if it happens to the scale they say it does, it didn't just start.
And as soon as that man uttered them words, they should say, "Get the fuck out of here."
Yeah, no shit.
You better get the fuck right out of that door.
Jim Harbaugh just took a fucking defeat in the paycheck, you know, column. He lost half of his fucking salary and had to earn it back through beating Ohio State, making a Big Ten championship, and then making the playoffs.
He was what, 0-6 against us at that time?
And that's where he got the majority of his money back.
Yeah.
Because he got $500,000 for beating Ohio State. He got $1 million for winning the Big Ten, and he got $1.5 million for making the playoffs.
Yeah.
So he got pretty much what he lost back in that. So I really don't know what to think about it. I know we've talked a lot of shit in the group chat, and that's what I'm supposed to do. If I just went in there and laid down, how much fun would that be? I have to give it back. And so, you know, because I read everything y'all put in there for the most part, except for the past couple weeks, because I'm like, I ain't going to get reading the same shit. Fuck these motherfuckers. So.
But, a lot of hearsay.
Right. But,
a lot of hearsay.
But
and a lot of well.
How much fun would you have had if everything you put up around was like, yeah, we're cheaters, we suck?
Because I'm going to get in front of it. Y'all not fitting to run me up and down that goddamn message thread. I'm going to get fucking front of it.
Listen, where could I go? Oh, put yourself in my shoes. But I will where say the this. Fuck was I going? Nowhere fast.
Well, see, here's the problem. I don't know what I would do because my university don't cheat.
Boy, if you don't get that
good Lord in heaven, somebody drag him outside.
Anybody watch Swamp Kings?
You know what I'm saying? There's a documentary about you motherfuckers.
What were we doing?
Killing people.
Literally.
Fucking murder.
Y'all were literally killing people.
They ain't talking about killing nobody.
A lot of times.
He covered a murder up.
A lot Old of times Lloyd, you when he was in New team. England.
Odin Lloyd. No, he killed him at Florida.
No, he was guilty for killing somebody at New England.
He killed people at both places, not Adam.
What you can prove.
On the field.
No, suddenly you turn it into Fabian on me. Listen.
The only thing you heard about killing something on that entire fucking documentary was kill these motherfuckers on three.
Guess what? One of them was in his bag. He's like, you know what? And that, there's a nigga down the street coach. I just don't fucking like. I'm seeing him tonight.
That was before the LSU game.
He's a say less coach.
And that's probably my favorite moment of the whole
thing. I got this Glock right here. Is this what you mean?
Listen, I looked at that shit like, oh my God.
Kill these motherfuckers on three.
Did he just say that shit? Listen, that was a good documentary, but they could have done so much better with that. There's so much they missed out, and
I'm not saying it's all good.
Yeah,
all the news about my program back then in Steve Harvey voice wasn't good news.
Yeah,
but you were winning. Nothing about cheating. We wasn't cheating.
There's a reason why your coach keep getting fucking chest pains.
As a matter of fact, we've been targeted.
We've been targeted. Coach, not his coach.
Their coach. That man got chest pains at two universities at this time.
My fucking quarterback took some fucking flu medicine.
He had a brain cyst.
And it cost him his career at Florida.
Well, yeah, he gained 75 goddamn pounds of muscle off of it, Adam. That's not what happens with flu medicine. That's not what happens.
Poor Will Greer.
Simply a matter of electrolytes.
That motherfucker went to West Virginia. This looked like a goddamn linebacker, and he's a quarterback.
He looked like the muscular Jared Lorenzen back here.
You know what I'm saying? This nigga's chin had muscles.
Man, put in time in the weight room.
Got a whole new chin strap and everything. Where y'all find this nigga?
Oh, Lord.
At the end of the day, whatever the NCAA has down, we deserve. And I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to comply, you know, cry and complain and whine about it. And I'm going to take it and just say, you know what? This is why you shouldn't do that. And we're going
to
move forward.
Oh, yeah. Drew Pine to enter the transfer portal.
Yep.
That's a lot of kids.
Try day. Every school once.
Bunch of them.
Shit.
I saw today, what's his name, retiring. You see that one?
Yeah.
Kid had been in like 40 schools. No, no.
Hey, oh, I thought you was talking about Deshaun Jackson.
No.
He did retire.
JT Daniels.
Yeah,
he's had too many concussions. Doctor said he needs to quit.
Yeah, that's his problem.
He's also had too many fucking schools.
Well.
And look at your boy Ukulele. Transferring again.
They said he's either going to transfer or into the draft. He's going to test waters both ways and see which is more beneficial.
Nah, he ain't ready for the draft.
He probably going to go play for Sparty.
He's gone to Sparty and gone and come up to the Big Ten.
That ref got rotten away. He about caught that.
Do you ever hope they just run him to clean the fuck over?
Like he about caught that pass.
Because I do.
Yeah, sometimes they do.
I just want their fucking head.
He said that's on me. Hey, watch this, baby. He could have caught this motherfucker.
Actually, that ball might have been undercut. They might have done a favor.
Now, you know what's not fair about that? They lose the down.
Yeah. And he was just like, that's on me.
Yeah.
Move your big ass.
Listen, fuck your accountability. We just lost a goddamn down. You know, those things are precious.
Precious.
Listen, every football game, it's a 10-yard war. And you got 4 fucking downs to win that fucking war. And guess what? When you get those 10 yards, you start the war all over.
It's a whole lot easier to win the war when you know the other team's strategy.
Well, that's part of it, Adam.
That's
why you scout. It's naming a fucking game. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Go Stallions. I'll get his goddamn name tattooed on my ass cheek and tell y'all to kiss it every fucking time.
They rename y'all to Stallions.
Every time y'all mention his name, I'm going to show y'all the tattoo of Connor Stallions on my ass and tell y'all to kiss it.
Never thought I'd hear the day when a black man said he's going to get a white man tattooed on his ass.
Ain't that rough?
Ever.
Sick, ain't it?
Would have never guessed that.
Well, listen, fellas, I've been under a lot of medication, man. I ain't myself lately.
Maybe a few hundred years ago.
Well, Washington with the big stop there.
Let that one burn a little bit, fellas.
What'd he say? I was not even listening. I was watching the game.
He said, ain't no way a black man would get a white man's name tattooed on his ass. He said, maybe 100 years ago.
Oh.
He's just talking about common American history. Everybody knows.
Yeah, back when we was antique farm equipment.
Those are brands.
Everybody knows that Abraham Lincoln ruined the fucking market.
Crashed that motherfucker.
He said, listen, you can't do this anymore, fellas. I'm getting too much flack.
Nope.
My old lady's got a heart.
Oh, hell.
Can't do this.
Washington might run off with this motherfucker.
Did you take Washington?
No, I took Oregon.
Okay. I took Oregon to win.
I took them last time, and I took them this time.
Washington to cover, too.
Yeah. I definitely took, yeah.
I think Oregon to win.
We all took Washington to cover.
Yeah, I took Oregon to win, Washington to cover. There's no way that
God damn it. I was hoping y'all would all take Oregon to win and cover.
Nope.
No.
I've got Oregon.
It's too close of a game. First time they played.
Everything going this weekend.
All right, so the McElroy thing that I was wanting to talk about.
Oh, Gregory.
You've got Greg came on there and he.
About time you joined the fucking show.
Hey, now, welcome,
I've
Bill.
Been waiting for you to shut the fuck up, Mr. Green. You got a great voice, it just never stops.
Damn.
So, anyway, McElroy was talking about this, and it's the same thing I've said several times on here. He said the committee chooses between either the best team or the most deserving team. And he basically said that they're not doing either. They're picking the team that they can best justify, not the best, not the most deserving. Who can we pick that we don't have to answer for on the back end? And I hate that, but what he said is true, right?
Yeah.
Like, they want in 3 or 4 months down the road to be able to – we want people to say, yeah, I get it. I understand what you've done. I think that we need to come out on the front end and say the 4 most deserving teams get in.
It has to change.
We're seeing it right now with Florida State. Everybody agrees if everything ends right now, Florida State has to be in the playoff.
I don't think
they should. But if they win, they're 12-0.
I don't think win or lose. I don't know.
No. They're 13-0. If they win, they're 13-0.
I don't care if they're
25-0. And a Power 5 champ.
But here's the thing. They are deserving, but they aren't one of the best teams available to play that game.
You want the four best teams to play, period.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck about deserving.
Bingo.
Well, no, you can't be that way, because then you can have a three-loss team and you can say, well, they're definitely – and we've seen that. Last year, that Alabama team with two losses, they belonged in.
That LSU team that won a title had two losses.
Yeah. A very good LSU team, but still two losses.
But you have to work with what you have in front of you. Right. And from what you have in front of you, then you decide, okay, these are the best four teams.
But if you look at what's in front of you, you ignore what's behind you. Do you want to ignore losses?
Georgia gets in, period.
Never look back.
They've won 29 games
29
straight. Back-to-back national champs. They get in, period. I don't want to fucking hear it.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah, they can lose. They can lose and still get in.
Michigan is getting ready to beat the fucking doors off Iowa tomorrow.
Facts.
Yep.
They're 23-point favorites, and they may beat them by fucking 30. Michigan is in. I don't want to fucking hear it. They're in.
Okay.
Okay, they had to cheat to get there, but they're there.
They're there.
They are.
They did what they had to do.
Well, as an example, everybody loves Oregon. Oregon in this game is a 9.5-point favorite. Whoever wins to Washington.
Whoever wins this football game is in.
Is in. Facts. Is in.
Because
they absolutely are one of the best between the two.
The Pac-12 was solid this year.
So they were very solid.
As fuck. Yeah.
Solid as they have ever been.
Yeah.
So if you have four undefeated teams and one of these is a one-loss team, you put them in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, that's tough for me.
Strength of schedule matters.
Yeah. And if you look at their losses and their wins, and if you look at the teams they've had to play, they've easily played some of the best schedules in college football.
Good tackle.
If Texas wins tomorrow, Texas is in. We're done.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's my four. Pac-12 champ, SEC champ, Big Ten champ, and Big 12 champ.
You start getting some gray area if Alabama beats Georgia. Alabama can't jump Texas.
Here's the thing.
They
can't.
Texas beat Alabama
Tuscaloosa. But then you have a really good argument, because that Alabama win is just as strong as the Texas win over Alabama.
And Alabama has a better strength of schedule, and they've got four ranked wins, I think, to Texas's two.
Yeah,
but I don't care. I don't care.
They lost the head-to-head.
Texas beat Alabama. Yeah. They played 60 minutes
on the road. On the road, yeah.
And beat them. And beat them in somewhat impressive fashion. Right?
Like, they were in control.
If I remember that correctly.
They never lost control of that game.
But then are you, therefore, you're giving Texas credit for that early season win? Are you not taking away from the Florida State early season wins?
We don't do early season wins.
That's only relevant.
That's what that was for Texas.
Is just as important as week 12.
Yeah, and that early season win for Texas that you're referencing matters. I'm taking it away
from Florida State because they don't have their fucking star Heisman candidate quarterback. And that fucking matters.
I'm telling you right now, even if they've got him, the ACC champ doesn't get a spot over the other four teams.
We can't bring up 14 Ohio State when we talk about this, and here's why. 14 Ohio State, you can probably tell more than I can. I know they had some really good defensive players. You had some pro guys in the backfield.
No, it was the offense the offense is what shined.
But Zeke was on that fucking team.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Florida State don't have an Ezekiel Elliott. Florida State don't have the NFL defensive talent that Ohio State football team had.
They ain't got a guy that sure is something.
Jordan Travis was the fucking show. The quarterback for Ohio State, be it JT Barrett,
JT Barrett was a
Braxton
game manager.
Braxton Miller, Cardale Jones. Neither one of those guys was the overall head and shoulders leader of that football team. The leader of that football team was Zeke.
Yeah, man, and it wasn't even close.
So, I'm sorry, but Florida State, they deserve it. And it sucks for those kids, and it's unfortunate, but injuries are part of the game.
It happens.
And Florida State's getting ready to go, and they'll play Georgia or they'll play Michigan, depending on what happens at 4 o'clock with the SEC championship. And both of those teams will beat the fucking brakes off of Florida State.
I'm here for it. That's a free trip to the national championship game for me. I'm here for it.
You won't know what to do with yourself finally winning a bowl game.
I'm of the opinion that we should make a definition for how to get in. I think it should be the four most deserving teams. And if you want to have some outlying variable, an injury, for instance, as a reason to remove them, maybe you could talk about that. But even then, that's really a gray area. I mean, say
then you're taking away from all the team effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. You are. And what if you see Florida State come out tomorrow and look as good as they've ever looked? Then you have a new narrative.
Well, here's the thing. Did you not see the report earlier?
Yeah.
We don't even know if Roadmaker's going to be.
Yeah, yeah, he may not even play.
He might not even be playing.
It's a silly fucking name.
That's real silly.
No one man can make a road.
it's
I think it's Roddermaker.
Roddermaker, sorry.
Yeah, whatever.
I butcher names. I still don't know how to say Heupel.
You just got it.
Is it what it is? It.
Yeah.
You did
listen,
it.
I ain't there. My life made Jason mad at me.
I said, will you wait a goddamn minute?
Margin
he said, I've listened to you butcher that man's name. All I'm going to listen to it. You black son of a bitch.
I said no Heupel. Such thing.
I looked at him. They clutched their pearls. I was like, I am sorry. My bad.
The average margin of victory in the college football playoff has been 19 points.
That's sick, ain't it? You know why? Because they're getting it wrong.
Give a fuck about the deserving teams.
They're getting it wrong.
Cincinnati, it's a fucking great story, but they didn't fucking deserve to be there.
But here's
the thing. Michigan State and whatever it was, 2013 against
Alabama, they got fucking washed.
They didn't fucking deserve to be in there.
That's the only reason why I like this 12-team playoff, because it gets those games out the way.
Yeah, the good thing about it is it don't fucking matter anymore. After this year, it won't fucking matter.
It gets those games. But here's the bad thing. It's bad for teams like Michigan and Ohio State. This was the last year that this game meant as much as it did. Because now the loss of the game ain't a death sentence.
No.
Whereas before, the winner of that game, well, look at it. There's what, 120 Big Ten titles out there. Yeah. Between Michigan and Ohio State, there's 90.
Well, y'all should have been y'all should have been on opposite sides.
You know, well, we were.
The conference
we were.
Years.
We were. And you know what happened? You know what happened there? 44 Big Ten championships. 39 Big Ten championships. That's what happened when they were on opposite sides. That's
get
why
better.
When they did the realignment, they put us on the same side, so we knocked each other off.
Get better.
I agree. But that's why they lopsided the division that we have right
that's
now.
Stupid. Get
and
better.
That's why you've got either fucking Iowa or fucking Purdue who wins the West every fucking year.
Minnesota.
And they get fucking dog walked.
Get better.
Matter of fact, the East has won.
I don't think the West has ever won it.
Well, yes, since it's been actual the big championship, the West hasn't won it. 9 straight to the East Championship.
See, that's why I can't stand Tennessee fans whining and crying about playing Alabama every year. Get better.
Yeah, it's part of it.
If you want to win, you want to make it somewhere, and you want to win the SEC, guess who you got to fucking play every year?
Out recruit them, out coach them.
Got to beat them.
Get better.
We love to laugh about that, but so many of those people don't remember when we looked forward to those games.
Well, Alabama used to be a fucking win on the schedule.
Yeah, yeah. In the 90s, y'all owned them.
These people's fathers. Right? The people bitching about it are our age, most of them. Their fathers, when they would get together with their fucking friends like we are, and what do you think Tennessee is going to be next year, Tim? And Tim would go down the fucking list. Alabama was a win.
Alabama was a Kentucky. It was a dub.
Yeah,
Alabama was a Vandy. It was a dub.
I vaguely remember thinking, we're going to pad stats this weekend. I remember I wanted Travis Stevens to win the Heisman. That year we finally got over Florida, and it was 0-1.
0-1. He did.
When they had to reschedule the game.
In child making.
At the end of the year.
Yeah, because
in child making. That nigga got 100 kids.
No, that's Travis Henry, Travis Stevens.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I said this is great because we had Alabama come up, and we ran up our fucking rushing numbers.
Which one of those
numbers.
Signed to football that I had? Was it Stevens or Henry?
I don't know. You can give me either, though, and I'm displaying it. I loved both.
Well, I donated a helmet to the NRA
and one of them signed it.
Three of them signed it. Travis, one of the Travises, Peerless Price, and somebody else.
Oh, damn. Fuck yeah.
Nice.
I forget who it was.
Hell yeah. Adam Green Design, folks.
Adam Green Design.
Yes.
I already had to hear about that all through the East High season.
Well, that's well deserved. That man donated money to sell y'all wood.
My wood is the best wood in town.
Adam Green's out here slanging wood.
Seriously, it's at least a 4 out of 10.
Wood slinger.
That nigga's a lumberjack.
A 4 out of 10. That's right.
I need a t-shirt that says wood slinger.
4 out of 10.
He's a lumberjack.
You a 16 top? Never mind. Never mind.
About to be the 3-time woo champion of the college football world.
He can't help it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Can't help it.
He can't help it that he can pick football games. Woo!
I can't help it.
That he can drink beer, dance all night, make your wooden house products.
Ladies, I can't help it. Ric Flair is my fucking hero.
Shit.
Listen,
he
guys.
He got in trouble.
Man, what are you getting in trouble for?
Did you watch Dynamite last week or Wednesday?
No, I've missed it.
He did a little promo, and he said the old line, 18 to 28, no boyfriends, no husbands. I'll be at the Marriott all night. Space Mountain is operational or something. It might be the oldest ride, but it's got the woo longest line.
Yeah.
And apparently the 18 to 28, they didn't like that.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Look, there's a line.
Wow.
Illegal, legal. And 18 is on the good side of that line.
That is. It's legal.
Sorry about it. And I'm sure there's plenty of fucking 18-year-olds that love to fucking ride Space Mountain.
Guarantee it.
I don't believe it works, but.
He might not be as good as he once was.
But he's as good once.
He's good once as he ever was. You imagine being the one on top of Ric Flair when he has a heart attack and dies?
Oh, my God.
Legend.
Legend. Killer.
Finally beat the champ.
Finally conquered fucking Space Mountain.
Bucky Irving.
Made it to the top.
Bucky Irving is a running back with 49 receptions.
Oh, my
good
God.
Lord.
This is, oh, Bo, my God. What are you
here's,
doing?
Here's the Bo we've been looking for all fucking season.
Yeah, big game Bo.
He played that fine. Although he needs to get off the field now.
I can't do that.
Washington about to fucking go up 17-0.
Put it on that one too.
Yeah,
let's put it on that one too. Because I'm about to kill myself trying to.
For my crippled friend,
Bo
Nix just threw a ball away on 3rd and 1, and it's 10-0 Washington.
Big game, Bo. You know what? Me and Will was talking about that the other night. You know, because usually I didn't want to pick anything with Bo Nix's name attached to it because you never knew what version he was going to get. And this year he's been fucking lights out until today.
I mean,
he's early. Got plenty it's of time. Early.
He's giving you the Bo Nix we all love.
First quarter's almost done, though, and he ain't looking hot.
So
9.5 favorites, and they still got a goose egg.
Fabian, let me ask you this.
All right.
Fact.
Who is in the Final Four Sunday night?
All right. Here, and I'm going to give them to you 1-4, okay?
Very apropos.
And this is me assuming my picks, by the way. I've got Georgia at 1 because I think they beat Bama. I've got Michigan at 2 because I think they beat Iowa. I have the winner of the Pac-12 at 3.
Oh, man.
And I have Texas at 4. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I think even if Florida State wins – I think if Texas goes out there and they dominate OSU, I think they get the nod.
Yeah.
They've got the better win over Alabama, and I think Texas gets over simply because Jordan Travis isn't a member of Florida State University because he's already declared for the draft. He's done. And I think that's the 4 teams you got. You've got Georgia, Michigan, Washington, Oregon, and Texas. That's the 4 I think we're going to see. And I think – because I don't think Oklahoma and Gundy – is going to beat Texas. Quinn Ewers is ready for this game. He's played in big games. He went on the road and beat Bama. I got to believe he can beat Oklahoma State. So,
Gundy's like I said,
Gundy is the man, the mighty mullet.
He's a man.
But he's a man. But I got to believe that – I got to believe even if Florida State beats Louisville, it's Louisville. Yeah, you beat Louisville. You went 13-0, but you lost to Kentucky. I mean, look, you beat a team that just lost to Kentucky.
Right.
So, I don't see a path for Florida State. The only path for Florida State is a Texas loss.
But then
you have the Alabama argument if they beat Georgia.
Well, I mean,
so
I'm saying Georgia beats Alabama.
I think they do.
I think I'm with you in the same way. I think I got Alabama or Georgia, Michigan. The winner of this game and Texas.
Nothing else makes sense.
I don't see
a path for Florida State, even if they win.
No, some other teams got to lose.
Yeah.
For Florida State to make it in. Will, who you got?
All right. On the pick 'em, I did take Louisville in the upset, I think. But my top 4 are going to be Georgia, Michigan, Washington, who is.
You took Florida State.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I went safe. I went Georgia, Michigan, Washington, Florida State.
I'm literally the only one that took Louisville.
I'm not going to be surprised at all if Louisville wipes them.
I'm not either. Yeah, I'm not either.
Yeah, I think the committee has to honor the year that Florida State's had. They're going to be in, and it's going to be just a horrible first round if they get in.
This is the last year. I don't think they're going to do that. I don't because there's too much pressure on them to get it right. Because when you look at the meltdown that TCU had against Georgia last year, they're going to do whatever they can to make sure that that doesn't happen again with Florida State.
They beat y'all in the first round.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't say it's a disappointment. When
they were better.
Oh,
they were the better team.
I tried to tell you.
You didn't have our signal.
Well, we did.
You didn't have them in time.
We didn't have them in time, and they changed them. I was like, oh, we know Michigan got our signal. So what they did was they changed the plays.
And y'all were so scared of Big Orange that y'all gave their stuff to fucking South Carolina. Fucking
South Carolina.
Hey. Y'all were terrified of Hendon Hooker getting loose on that defense. Jalen White loose on that defense. Y'all were terrified.
Guess what? We didn't have to see him.
No, you didn't.
You know why?
South Carolina won.
Because South Carolina run out of fireworks on them niggas.
They were wristband one time.
I swear to God, Mr. Goins, you are too crippled to fight me off. I can pick up anything at this table right now and whip your ass with it.
I just had to take a beating tonight, fellas. It was worth it.
I swear, we've done put a victory between us and that year, and you still won't let me be. You just want to see me hurt.
Come on, man. Y'all beat up on South Carolina, man. Beamer is awful this year. Listen, Beamer's own son is roasting his ass. Did y'all hear that interview? When he tried to say something about his son. His son said, you need to get your win before you come here talking to me like that.
Oh.
His own son giving him hell.
Jason, who's your golden four on Sunday night?
I think it'll be Georgia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was forced to take Alabama and to pick them.
Yeah, I had to.
Yeah.
I think it will be Washington. I think it'll be Texas. What are you laughing at? And
FSU gets in.
Hell, Alabama might make it in there.
Yeah, might do it.
Yeah,
that's the Jason we all know and love.
I think that's fucking it right there, boys.
Is there an upset brewing tomorrow?
I don't know, but they're cheating. They don't need to go anywhere.
I tell you what, Kirk Ferentz has won those games. He even said that. He said, I've won games like this, and he damn sure has.
I will say this.
It might end up being a lot closer than people think, too.
I agree with Stephen A's stance on this. Michigan shouldn't be allowed to play in the playoff this year.
I agree.
Until it's investigated and settled.
Well, we know he did it. We know it because, like, Shannon was arguing, what about the kids? The kids fucking, they know they're cheating.
Fuck them kids.
Wait a minute. Those are somebody's babies.
Like,
fucking babies.
What do you mean the fucking kids? The goddamn players are the ones that know they're fucking cheating.
Should have chosen a better coaching staff to play for.
They're
just taking a defensive call and they're running with it.
We don't know what they're doing. When coach tells me, though, the ball's coming through the A-gap, I just thought
they're doing is taking a defensive signal that the coach is giving them, and that's what
they're looking at the sideline, and when the Ohio State sideline makes the fucking play
when
call,
they make a
the
check,
whole Michigan sideline
it's called adjustments, Adam. When one team makes a check, the other team makes a check, okay? They're checking out of this offense. Looks like they're checking into this offense. We're going to check into this.
They shouldn't be allowed to be in the postseason this year.
Yeah, I think you got to prove it first.
We have. It is proven.
But here's the thing. The NCAA hasn't concluded their investigation. So at the very best.
Hell, they ain't really even started.
At the very best, they take away postseason next year. And it ain't going to matter anyway.
More and more and more is coming out.
And vacate all the wins.
What games Stallions had bought tickets to and all this.
All of that's already been out.
It's going to get a hold of. But I'm saying more games.
More coming out this week.
Coming out. It just came out that he had bought tickets to the Ohio State game this year.
Like 12 of them. Over the last 2 years, 12 of our guys.
He just wanted to take his friends to the game.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, okay.
Just a good guy.
Just a great guy.
Y'all ain't never met no dudes that's like that?
I really do.
I know a good guy took a game once.
Yeah, that's why I said, actually, a good friend of mine took me to a game, son of a bitch. He set me up.
I did. You was ranked like 4. We was ranked like 10.
We wasn't undefeated. We had lost. Matter of fact, let me pull that up.
Who beat y'all that year?
I don't remember.
I know who it wasn't.
I know.
We wasn't undefeated that year.
I know after a blocked punt, I said, this is about to get ugly.
Yeah, Chris Olave blocked that punt, and it got just that ugly.
While he's looking that up, I want to fucking announce to the good people that listen to our broadcast, if you know who Chris Edwards is, he has blocked me.
Oh?
Oh, what? Finally?
Yep.
Wow.
How'd you do it?
I didn't do it this time. Nate got on there getting on him over something, and I just piggybacked off of it, and next thing I know, that was it. That Charlotte broke his back, I guess.
Yeah, it don't take much.
Yeah.
But left a mark, huh?
I guess, man.
For a man that's been posting a whole lot of Michigan.
It don't take much to make that fella lose his head.
Oh.
Come on now. Come on now.
I'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
Listen, that man used to be a Tennessee fan.
Yes, you guys were number 4 in that game, and we were number 10.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yep.
I called him a Wolverine.
You did.
Boy, that's what I used to call your ex-wife.
Yeah, she was a Wolverine, too. Well,
she didn't give a fuck about Michigan.
No.
Until she got with Fabian and started hollering that bullshit.
Hell, that and I'll never forget to me, it. Too.
We beat the shit out of Tennessee and then played y'all in the bowl game and beat y'all. And it was one of my finest fucking moments.
We showed up at Will's house.
We were going to watch UFC. Yeah. I said, Heather, let me ask you a question. What was it like to watch Florida blow out both your favorite teams this year?
Damn.
As soon as she got in the door, he ain't even let her get comfortable.
Don't even know where she's going to sit yet.
Hey, actually, hey, that was the year y'all opened the season with a loss to Notre Dame. Then you lost to us. Then y'all lost to Florida. 2018.
Oh, lost all the games we should have won.
Lost. Yeah.
That's probably right there is when you started the fucking scandal right then.
That's probably
we gotta do something.
Yeah. Boys, this ain't right.
Felipe Franks had a career day on us. We got to do something.
Listen.
On what you told me was number one defense in America.
I didn't tell you that. I damn sure didn't tell
That's
you that.
That's the year Purdue got us. With Rondell Moore and them.
29 points.
Oh, yeah. That listen.
Without that.
Oh, that bald-headed motherfucker sitting up top in the fucking.
The super fan.
Sorry, motherfucker, with his cancer and shit. Fuck him. He's dead. He is dead.
Dead.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of how cancer works. I mean,
snuck right there and took every breath out of his body.
We are goddamn awful.
I don't know how the show never succeeds.
I don't care.
Fuck Tyler Tritt from fucking Indiana.
I was going to say, we got one of those in Morristown.
From Indiana.
Because that's kind of going through some shit.
We'll let that other one be.
Washington getting ready to beat Oregon.
Yeah.
Bowlers. He going to cry.
Yeah,
he's got pretty eyes, doesn't
they
he?
They can't fucking do nothing.
About to lose this ball game, I hope.
I think they've let the fucking shit get in their head all week.
Yeah.
Okay, boys, let me ask you a question. Say Washington wins this game, stays at 3, beats Michigan, punches the ticket to the national championship game, and that's play Georgia.
Georgia.
You think Georgia still walks them?
Yes. By whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on, kid.
You think...
do something with it.
So you think Kirby going to three-peat?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something that shocked me earlier. One of the 5 posts that I've read in the past 3 months.
I love how he just automatically assumes Michigan's fucking losing their game.
I don't think we beat Washington. Didn't he? I don't think we beat Washington.
I don't think you win the postseason game. I just don't think you know how.
Yeah, I don't think we beat Washington.
Well, what's Harbaugh 1-8?
1-7. 1-7. He's had 8. So.
That was last year. Now he's 1-8 because he was 1-7 last year, right? Worst record in college.
No, it was 1-7 after last year. Oh. He's only been there 9 years. And we had the covered year where we didn't
what
play.
What team do you look forward to seeing the most this postseason?
Well, hang on. Fabian was in the middle of a story. Like,
what do you mean?
Is there a team this year, since your team isn't in the postseason, that you look forward to seeing
we'll get there, Fabian.
Playing a ball game?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the playoff games.
Oh.
We're in the middle of a rebuild, Will. I don't know.
What are you rebuilding?
With a hand-me-down Big Ten quarterback. I mean, yeah. I don't know what you want from me.
A hand-me-down Big Ten quarterback that this man so eloquently said was the lead had the leading passer rating in college football.
And who fucking did that? Who turned that man into that, Fabian?
He was that before he got there.
The hashtag primary target.
He was that before he got there.
No, he wasn't. He didn't throw for over 50% the whole time he was at Wisconsin. If you don't fucking
stop. You
know
why? Because he didn't have no white boys to throw it to. What them niggas in Wisconsin? All the niggas in Wisconsin run the football.
He's trying to be cute. And he is a fan of the only team sitting at this table that couldn't beat my fucking team this year.
Don't say couldn't. That's a silly thing to say.
Wasn't good enough to beat my fucking football team.
You don't mean
that. So you sit over there and you keep your mouth shut.
Making shit up.
Fabian, go back to your post.
Matter of fact, you got about fucking 12.
Mr. Goins, I'm so sorry.
You got about, listen to me.
Be silent. Mr. Goins is talking.
You got about 12 hours, about 12 hours where you don't get to fucking speak to me no more. You fucking say something to Fabian, and Fabian will say something to me. You fucking say something to Jason, and he'll say it to me. But you don't get to fucking talk to me directly.
You need to quit talking like you got that belt.
I don't forget.
Just because our champ's a soft ass don't mean nothing to me.
Jason?
You said something about a post that you had read over the last couple of weeks. Something surprised me.
Oh, yeah. When we talk about Georgia for the past few years, Georgia's had an overwhelming amount of 5-star talent. The most in college football past two seasons.
Yeah, I sent this to y'all.
And then I seen that Jason had put in there, they have one 5-star on the current roster that's starting.
On the offense.
Yeah, starting on offense, and it's a lineman.
It's a lineman. Everyone else 4 stars and below.
Ladd McConkey, which is tearing up college football, is a 3-star.
Yeah, they missed on that one.
So
that's development.
So you can't say now that Georgia just has better talent. Georgia's getting better developed. They're getting better. They're getting better coaching. So you can't just say, oh, Kirby's got better players.
Adam, Kirby was over 50% every year at Wisconsin, buddy.
Yeah.
He did improve at Florida, though. Well, he was
he had better targets.
I said 55, didn't I?
He was 90% his first year, but he was only 9 of 10.
That doesn't count.
And then he was 61%, 59, and 57.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 65 Florida, I was thinking
at
of.
Florida, he shot up to 72.9.
But he also had a Ricky Pearsall.
But he was,
it was catching everybody.
The thing about him is he was like 79% for the longest time.
That man still got top 5, one of the best catches I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Ever.
He caught that motherfucker
over the middle. He was the Jumpman logo.
Caught that motherfucker over the middle like
that. But the thing about that catch is he completed the catch.
Yes.
Because he took a fucking shot. Hey,
you ever heard the term pluck? He plucked that fucking ball out the air, and then he got plucked at the end of that catch.
I wish we had another year of him.
First day.
I tell you what, he's been fun to watch. He really has. Yeah, Pearsall's made some good plays, man, and that just.
I think
there's two white boys in college football right now that's got my heart and soul, got my attention, and one of them plays football at the University of Florida. You want to guess what other one plays?
The running back at Missouri.
Running back at Missouri, yeah. Schrader. You goddamn right. That white boy bad, bro. That's a bad. Hey, that's a cold cracker.
He reminds me of that sorry motherfucker that we couldn't tackle. Fucking 14 fourth down conversions from LSU, that running back they
Hester.
Had.
Yes.
Devin
Hester.
Devin yes. Hester. Fucking white leg son of a bitch, crew sock wearing motherfucker.
He was wearing us ass out. Yeah, but I'm here to tell you, man, Schrader, that's a bad, and he's in the top 3 for the
Doak Walker
Award, and he's absolutely fucking deserved it.
Speaking of the Doak Walker.
That cat from Oklahoma State. Oh,
here it comes. This is a preseason argument that happened.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He got no argument because his fucking teammates and his team ain't there either.
Speaking of the Doak Walker.
Yeah.
What's that cat's name at Oklahoma State that leads the nation in rushing? Ollie something.
Yeah.
Alibaba?
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
I just figured one of your running backs you told me was so good would be there.
Listen, my running backs are doing shit this
year. And have you updated us on the Heisman odds, Sarah?
How's that going,
Fabian? I know you fucking was sharing them there for 1 week.
I shared them for 2. I shared them for 2.
Okay.
And I will tell you this. I'm willing to bet you a dollar to a dime.
Will Ollie Gordon the second.
We got somebody on that list above anybody on your fucking shit-ass team. So.
But that ain't what it was about.
You kissed my entire ass. And I got a whole lot of ass.
Heisman candidate. Stop.
He was till he wasn't.
Well, he ain't.
they all were to start the season off, man.
I tell you
everybody
what,
in the nation was a Heisman candidate.
Dude, Donovan Edwards has been non-effective this year. Like, I don't know what's going on with that kid this year.
He's just not very good at football.
He's had 3 good runs this year, and 2 of them was against Penn State. You know what I'm saying? He had a solid run against Ohio State for like 17, 18 yards. But other than that, he's not made any runs this year.
Oh, he did all that fucking shit with the seatbelt. Oh, I thought they were about to call a damn pass interference on him.
Oh.
He done all that fucking mocking and shit, put the seatbelt on him and all this shit. Then they threw a flag, but it was offsides. That always tickles me when guys talk all that shit.
And then get flagged.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then they turn around and act like they don't know what happened. And they had a whole fucking handful of jersey.
Hey, bro,
what do you mean?
Yeah. DBs are the worst,
yes.
Bro.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, clearly, this is pass interference,
listen,
my guy. And
every
you know
one
already
of them,
jumping up with them arms.
Right. Every one of them need to be used car salesmen after college. Yes. Every one of them. That dude took a shot.
Big time 3rd and 4 right here. Oregon needs a score.
He took a shot.
They're going to be in field goal range. They don't know the play. They're confused. This is going to be a mess right here.
Bo Nix about to be running for his life. That was good D. I don't know why he threw that.
Oh. Come arm.
Muhammad's feeling it. Can y'all believe that? I didn't catch it.
Now you get a field goal right here. You're all right.
I felt like the other receiver that was in front of him on the slant had a better shot.
No gooders.
Gooder, you's going to.
No gooder.
Let's call them no gooders.
Hey, to take a break from. Well, you got
to. So I can watch it.
Oh,
it was. So, that's why because I cannot turn around. I tried to turn around a while ago, and it hurt quite a bit.
We need to oh, wow.
What
we
you
probably need to do this, don't we?
We never did finish that bracket, did we?
We got to get the fine people what they want.
Yeah,
you, we do. You want to do a quick rundown on what we're – well, we can do it as we go.
Yeah. We want to
– Can one of y'all give me a copy of that?
Hold on. Let's see if we can get.
Pretty sure I threw mine away before we started. I had a bunch of papers over here. I just threw them in the garbage.
Fuck it.
Listen, I've got a folder at the house with all of our old paperwork from the show in it.
All the paperwork?
Yeah. All of our show. You know all the show paperwork that you typed up?
Yeah.
I'm missing maybe three. But all of our old school show rundowns and all that, I've got all that paperwork at the house. Matter of fact, look, next time you're at the house, Will, it's on my desk.
Really?
Upstairs, yeah. My football helmet sits on top of it.
I'll go look through the archives sometime.
Yeah.
Probably find some goofy shit that Adam said and have me a few laughs.
Yeah. It's some good brackets in there. It's some
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we had some good times. Yeah, I saved all that paperwork, man.
Mm. What you doing over there, Adam?
I'm trying to get Zach so we don't have to go fucking
got you.
20 minutes for fucking
tiebreakers.
Yeah.
I got you.
Mr. Congeniality.
Here, hand me your bracket. Let me take a picture of it.
Here, you can just use it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Zach's still working.
Yeah, it's Christmas season, man. Yep. He's going to be working.
He's got some long nights.
Long nights and short dicks. Oh, man. All right, y'all ready to get into this bracket of glory?
I'll message him if there's a tie.
There you go. Yeah, he can shoot a quick message, I'd say. All right. These are our finger foods / like game time snacks.
Yeah, just give a quick rundown of what, you know, because it's been a goddamn month.
It's been
1 week since you looked at me.
All right. Chicken wings knocked out Veggie Tray in the first round, of course.
Oh, goddamn, you're trying to probably read my writing. Let me do that.
Oh, I can read the writing. I couldn't read through the marked through for the Veggie Tray.
Jason is the slowest reader since a child.
Yes, but I'm very thorough and accurate.
He is.
Number 17 seed Pigs in a Blanket defeated number 16 seed Loaded Fries.
Oh, I got to talk to y'all about something over here.
Okay. Salad sandwiches. Take your pick. Chicken salad, tuna salad, penis salad, vagina salad, whatever you want. Versus Tex-Mex, the salad sandwich one. Salsa / guac and chips. Took on fried pickles, in which fried pickles whipped that ass. Loaded nachos defeated pinwheel sandwiches. Spinach dip beat meatballs. Egg rolls took out chili dogs. Be a rapper. My name's gonna be Chili Dog.
Chili Dog.
Oh, Buffalo Shrimp took out crab dip. 7-layer taco dip took out quesadillas. Little Smokies took out shrimp cocktails.
I'll be Little Smokey.
You can be Little Smokey. queso dip took out sausage balls. Sliders took out wraps. Buffalo chicken dip took out mozzarella sticks. Fresh pretzels with dip. It's not like the hard pretzels. This is the big, like Auntie Anne's pretzels. Those pretzels took out hoagies and sub trays. Jalapeno poppers / shotgun shells took out regular and mini corn dogs. And potato skins knocked out cheese balls, to which some people, I think, were surprised that cheese balls were on there. Never really see them unless it's holidays. What was it Britt was talking about the other day? Adam, they surprised people only ate it like holidays and shit. Deviled eggs. I was surprised at that too.
Y'all
love some deviled eggs.
Well, there's a lot of fucking uncultured swine out there that don't put sweet pickles in their deviled eggs, and all of those people can go to hell.
That's incorrect. Yes, I agree.
Every one of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like sweet pickles and loaded with vinegar.
Part of hell, right where they fucking stoke the fire.
Right where Hitler's at.
First of all.
Adolf.
Second of all. If you don't like deviled eggs, Adolf. Fuck you.
I didn't know who you was talking about.
Adolf Oliver Bush.
God.
All right, let's get started on this second round. You got the number one seed, Chicken Wings, taking on the number 16 seed, Loaded Fries.
Oh, Chicken Wings.
Get them fries the fuck up out of here.
Y'all breaking my goddamn heart.
I will slap the shit out of you.
Just that every
Will,
year.
Will ain't even going to dignify you with a response. Potato. Will ain't even going to dignify. Listen, you're Will's going, not even going to respond.
You're going chicken or
chicken
potatoes,
wings. You know what he's doing.
I'm going chicken.
He's a man. He's 40.
He's basically fucking 40.
Yeah, close enough. He on his goddamn
way. He is, ain't he?
No.
Well, he's 38.
38, but yeah, he's on his way.
We're the same age.
I'm the old
he
man.
He just 38. Turned 38.
I'm the old When's man. Your birthday?
November 8th.
Well, goddamn.
We told him happy birthday and shit in the group, man.
Why didn't we fucking do anything? Y'all are fucking sorry.
I know.
He wasn't here. Was you?
I was probably in your basement.
I think you were at drill, weren't
no,
you?
No, he wasn't here for
Where
his birthday.
Where I spend my time.
I think he was in total
I don't
or
think
so.
He was here for his birthday because he wasn't at the house. Because we'd have damn sure done something at the house if
no,
nothing
well,
else.
Well, we're not
yeah, gonna, I don't think he was here.
We're not going to fucking celebrate him, least of all, at my goddamn coronation. So
we can't. Yeah, it's not
we'll
right.
We'll have to fucking do it some other goddamn time.
Next matchup. Pick your type of salad sandwich. Take it on fried pickles.
Oh, man.
Give me the pied prickles.
Give yeah, me the chicken salad.
Fried pickles. How are you going to take a sandwich over fried food?
Have you had my chicken salad?
I have. I still like fried pickles.
I'm here to tell you. I like my chicken
if
salad.
If you'd fry your fucking chicken salad sandwich.
Yeah, listen, Adam's hurting over here because he loves them both. Listen here, buddy. If you choose pickles, you're not going to hurt my feelings because I know how much you like pickles.
It's 2-1 right now in favor of yeah. pickles.
See.
Adam, if you tie this up.
Go I'll ahead and type out the message. Go ahead and send it.
God damn.
Go ahead and send it. Make him be the bad guy.
I'm telling you right now, you know what's going to win if you say, because Zach loves that shit. So if you send it, you might as well just go on and type it out. I'm telling you now, I can save you a trip. if you tell Zach that, he picking the chicken salad.
I'm picking salad sandwiches, man.
Are you fucking kidding me? Captain Fried Pickles, do you know how many times I've seen you sit at the table and nag about fried pickles?
If
you
if
don't mean you, that.
First of all, there's one good fried pickle, and that's at Hooters. One.
True.
Okay.
Well, we're assuming your favorite one.
We've ate
all.
Fried pickles everywhere in this country. There's several salad sandwiches that I like. His chicken salad being number one. By a fucking mile, okay?
You, sir, are being a dramatic little shit.
And if you tell me that I can only have one for the rest of my fucking life, it's probably going to be chicken
well,
salad.
We're not telling you that.
That's how you
that
have to.
Not
but
what
that's, fucking
that's how you pick
it. Literally is.
Well,
that's how you have
this.
To do it.
Yeah, that's how you have to pick this. It's process of elimination.
How else
that
do you
is literally
choose one
the
over
format.
The other?
Well, I'm not assuming that I'm foraging around in the fucking forest and I hope I find a fried pickle, Adam.
Goddamn. I pictured that as soon as he said it.
I'm thinking.
Will it defrocking with nothing but a leaf?
A pickle! We thank thee, Heavenly Father.
Oh, Zach took fried pickles.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Listen to me from now on.
Hey. He said, but that's hard.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I just.
All right, fried pickles moves on.
I don't know how to do anything other than be honest.
Next up, you got the number 5 seed, Loaded Nachos, taking on number 12 seed, Spinach Dip.
Ugh.
I'm taking the Loaded Nachos.
God, I think I
There's
have to.
There's just so much more flavor
yeah,
to
I
it.
I think I have to. I love Spinach Dip.
You can
I
add whatever the fuck you want in there.
Yeah, God, I like both.
You can pulled pork, jalapenos.
Loaded Nachos is a motherfucker.
Loaded Nachos cast too yeah. wide of a net.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spinach Dip just can't compare. Because, I mean, Spinach Dip
you can only add so much
it's a one-trick pony.
Yep. Spinach and artichoke. That's it.
So
we going nachos.
I ought to choke you if you hold that one up. Thanks, Adam.
God damn. You got the number 20 seed, egg rolls, taking on the number 4 seed, buffalo shrimp. This is fucking ridiculous. Shrimp.
Buffalo shrimp.
Buffalo shrimp.
Yeah.
I'll go shrimp.
Yeah.
I want some buffalo shrimp. We'll get some soon.
Yes.
So, I want 10, medium.
Absolutely. He just swung that up there. He had a guy.
Medium.
Ooh, we're inside the 5.
24 bonus,
buffalo shrimp.
Shrimp.
Yep, absolutely.
And fried pickles.
Next up, number
well, please. Thank you.
30 seed, 7-layer taco dip. Taking on the number 14 seed, Lil Smokies.
Washington about to beat the fuck out of Oregon.
They about to just fucking lay it on them, son.
taco dip versus the Little Smokies.
Yep. 30 seed versus 14 seed, and it might even be an upset.
Dude, let me get that 7-layer taco dip.
I'm taking the taco dip.
Give me the taco dip.
Yep.
I like to think that's a gimme. And I like Smokies.
I do too.
Taco dip it is. Adam, do you want to throw a vote out just for the record?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Next up, you got the number 11 seed queso dip taking on the number 6 seed slider.
Queso.
Queso.
Dip. Queso.
Queso.
Dip. Yep.
Queso
dip. Let me get that hot cheese.
Get a little queso dick. All right. Next up, the number 7 seed, buffalo chicken dip, taking on the number 23 seed, fresh pretzels with the dip.
Oh, shit. This is tough because I love it because Will has made me a believer in beer, pretzels and beer cheese.
Yeah.
Pretzels versus what?
Buffalo chicken dip.
A buffalo chicken dip.
That's a little tougher for me.
I
do love buffalo chicken dip, though. Yeah, if I got to have one for the rest of my life, I probably do want the buffalo chicken dip. If I have to pick one.
God, it gives me heartburn sometimes, though. The pretzels don't.
Take a fucking acid pill.
Did your old ass really just say that? Weird.
Well, you said for the rest of your life, I can't eat buffalo chicken dip for the rest of my life. Goddamn, my esophagus is gone.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all being unreasonable. If I only had one for the rest of my life.
I mean, that's kind of way.
I'd probably pick something
you
healthy.
But that's kind of how you have to treat
it. No, you're not saying that's the only thing you can eat for the rest of your life. I'm saying if you can only have one of these for the rest of your life.
That's not reasonable. That's how you pick your favorite. That's still not reasonable.
That's how you pick your favorite, Will.
Okay. I'm going pretzel.
You are such a smart man. I hate the simplicity with which you think sometimes.
Very simple. It's not fucking complicated.
You're a smart guy, and you just say the goofiest shit.
I guess we have to message Zach again.
That's 2-2.
What is it?
It is buffalo chicken dip versus pretzels with cheese dip. Fresh pretzels with cheese dip. Beer cheese at that. Zach is participating remotely while he works. Thank you for your service, Zach.
Thank you for your service.
Fucking hero. And you know something else?
He is a holiday hero.
Your motherfucker.
Matter of fact, we need to hit him with that Enrique Iglesias.
I can be your hero, baby.
That was terrible.
Well, yeah. We're not Enrique, though.
I could kiss him on his taint.
Ain't none of us gay.
No.
So, are you going to ask Zach?
I already did.
Oh, did you ask him alone?
You know he was a school teacher.
Oh, no, I asked. Who's this? Hold on.
You asked Enrique the wrong motherfucker, places. Didn't you?
I said message of my friend Robert. He's like, what?
Enrique Iglesias was a
school teacher. Control V, we're done.
Before he was
fixed. I was about to say, I ain't seen the message.
Right?
Holy shit.
What? Whoopsie.
Whoopsie. All right, while we're waiting on an answer for that, we got jalapeno poppers at 15 taking
jalapeno
on
poppers.
Number 2 seed potato skin.
Jalapenos.
You will like this.
I'm going potato skins, motherfuckers.
I'm going potato skins.
Y'all done ruined my potatoes once.
That's why I was like, I'm going potato skins.
Potato skins. Easily.
That's 3, yep.
I thought y'all was picking jalapeno poppers. I was like, no fucking way.
Fuck out of here.
You see why I was looking at y'all?
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm going skins.
Let's see.
Let's wait on Zach.
Yeah, we'll wait before we move on because the next round is going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know one is that's easy, but the next 3 is going to be tough. Yeah.
That's not Enrique. That's Ted Kroger.
Oh, but this is the hero, baby.
Okay.
I'm so high.
Oh, comes heaven. Oh, yeah.
No heaven known in me.
Oh, Zachary.
Sing it, Fabian.
Hero can save us.
Not going to stand here and wait.
I've heard the song, I just don't know it.
Hold on to the wings of the
hero. You ain't quite the right shade of
right
Caucasian for that.
That's racist.
It's true.
I mean, it's a fact. It wasn't a lie.
Don't make it any less true.
All right, We'll give him just a minute. Let's go ahead and knock out wings and fried pickles. The two things we always have at Hooters.
Yeah, but if I got to do without one, it damn sure ain't going to be the wings.
No.
Give me the wings.
I tried to get rid of them pickles last round.
So did I.
Well, wings versus fucking salad sandwiches? Yeah. That was going to be hands down.
Well, I mean,
nobody would even consider
this
that.
This is true. I mean, it really didn't matter. They were losing the next round anyway, so.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right, we're moving wings on. Bill, your vote don't count.
Okay.
Nachos loaded against buffalo shrimp. God damn.
Oh, buddy.
Buffalo shrimp.
Nachos.
I'm thinking about some bang bang shrimp right
stop.
Now.
Hold on, stop. That's what I was going to say. I can put buffalo shrimp on my fucking nachos. Can I not?
Cheat code.
You could, yeah. Loaded nachos is whatever you want to load them
oh,
with.
Oh, yeah, loophole.
Loaded nachos like that, it is. You sons of bitches.
Loaded nachos it is.
Then. I mean, if that's the case in the next round, I'm going to tell y'all I can put chicken wings in my goddamn nachos.
You can put buffalo chicken on your nachos. Buffalo chicken nachos are a fucking thing.
Yeah, that's true. You can order it. I've seen it. We
fucking loaded nachos. Moving on.
But the second you add a deep fried corn tortilla to a buffalo chicken wing, you are taking away from the chicken wing.
Fact. So are we saying that loaded nachos are moving on?
They did, yes. And the next matchup.
We're flipping a coin.
We've got this one. No, we got one more before we get to it. We had taco dip. Taking on queso dip.
Queso dip.
Layer taco dip versus queso dip.
I don't know why y'all let that cold ass taco bullshit get through as far as you did.
Well, we imagine we're eating it warm, not cold.
Yeah.
7-layer taco dip is cold in the goddamn refrigerator.
I've been thinking about something totally different then.
I don't know what the fuck you've been thinking about then.
I've been thinking about something different too, because I've been thinking about it being hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam's being unreasonable. He's doing what he does.
But it's queso dip for me.
I'm going queso dip, but I damn sure don't go to the restaurant and be like, give me the cold one.
That poor
you
girl.
You got a cold one?
That poor girl up there does not have the fucking titties to be wearing that shirt.
She did not. Let's see.
Let that woman dream.
That taco
I act like I got a big wiener sometimes.
I don't. Oversell, underdeliver. They always want more.
Queso dip. All right. Go ahead, and I guess we're going to flip the coin.
Yep. We have a coin.
Zach's delivering fucking packages.
Fucking Zach.
Fabian should decide. He's the best at flip-flopping.
He's a hell of a flipper-flopper.
I used to have a coin flip.
Whoa!
Out. To the flip-flop, flip-flippity-flip-flip-flop. Flip,
what and happened to old Ferguson there? Yeah, stopped short, huh?
He took a good little hit. He couldn't figure out what to do, and he made a bad decision when he chose.
I need a generic hip-hop beat.
Hood!
Yeah, I've seen a lot of tight ends do it this year, buddy. You're not one of them.
All right, Adam.
God damn. Hold on. That lost the ball, too.
Fucking
you ready to... I'm going to tap the coin. You want heads or tails, Adam?
Hold on. Flip, flip, flop, flop, flip, flip, flop.
Well, I think
flip,
we just need to designate...
Flip, flip, flop.
Heads is going to be...
Fabian going to flip. Fabian going to flop. Flop.
We're going to put heads as the buffalo chicken flop. Dip since it's the lower seed.
All right.
And tails will be the pretzels. Dip.
All right. There's the flip. Landed on heads. So buffalo chicken dip.
As it fucking should. Shouldn't even have to fucking do this.
Buffalo chicken. BCD moved on.
All fucking common folk peasants anyway. Shouldn't even have a vote.
Buffalo chicken dip taking on potato skins.
Potato skins.
Potato skins for me, too.
I can put buffalo chicken dip on my potatoes.
Yep. Fact. Stuff them up, man. Skins. All right. We in our semifinals. Your number one seed, chicken wings. Taking on the motherfucking number five seed, loaded nachos.
Nachos. It's been real.
Oh.
I thought that was his vote.
Give me them chicken wings.
Yeah, chicken.
Bark, bark.
Chicken.
Bark, bark.
Wings advance to the championship game.
I love a nervous bird.
Wings.
Yeah, fuck Harbaugh and all that.
Surprise, baby. Picked wings. Yeah, so.
Listen, fuck Harbaugh.
All right. So next up, You got number 11 queso dip, steak it on the number 2 seed potato skins.
I'm gonna dip, you can dip the skins in the queso dip.
Give me the skins.
That's it. Florida championship.
Oh, fuck.
Number 1 seed chicken wings taking on number 2 seed potato skins.
Pause. This is tougher than it should be. Because I fucking love potato skins, okay? I love the shit out of potato skins.
Yeah. I'm going with the potato skins.
I ain't far from it.
They had potato famine one day, and my people got wiped out.
I tell you what. In this entire time, Zach votes buffalo chicken dip, so it worked out.
It worked out.
It would have won anyway, yeah.
The entire time we've been saying chicken wings, when I think of a chicken wing, when you say, hey, Fabian, if you call me, hey, man, I got some chicken wings. You want one? I'm thinking you have a chicken wing. You have a flat or a fucking drummy, okay?
Yeah.
No point ever in the history of ever have somebody said chicken wings and I thought of a chicken nugget or a boneless chunk of chicken.
Fact.
Okay?
Yeah.
So when I think of chicken wings in this bracket, I think of bone-in chicken wings.
Yep.
I cannot put those on potato skins.
No.
Can't
You could.
No, I can't do that.
You can put anything you want on there.
But I'm not, it's not edible that way.
No. So you're saying you won't, not that you can't.
Right.
Okay.
So, but I can put a boneless piece of chicken.
On a potato skin.
That's deep fried, breaded, deep fried, and tossed in my favorite sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do so much more with the potato skin
that
I think I'm going to take the potato skin.
Yeah.
That's two for potato skin.
No, that's three for
potato skin. Is that three? Potato skin says this one, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, Bill. Your vote didn't count again.
I'm telling you.
What were you going to vote? It doesn't matter.
Bark?
I love a potato skin.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what you were going to vote. God damn, that was nasty.
Ladies and gentlemen, the motherfucking champion in the bracket of glory, potato skins. Oh. They just went deep again.
Hey, I have a question. Do we remember what's been the champion of all of our brackets of glory?
I've got the papers at home. I do.
We need to go through and write all those down.
And have one of those.
When we get to 32 winners.
Oh, God damn.
It's going to be fucking cereal against potato skins.
We need to fucking
Little
do
Debbie
that
cakes
shit.
Against Twix or what is it, Butterfinger that won?
God damn.
But
I've Pals got for eyes.
Put it this way. Yeah. If you've made a graphic for it. I've got it.
Well, I've not made a graphic for the last couple.
Right. But the ones you have printouts for, yeah. I do have.
Okay.
So there's one we needed to do again.
Mm.
You remember the episode where we done the one with the fast food burgers, I think, where the episode was, you couldn't really hear it. There was one, there was like our second bracket, and it was a really good one, and it got fucked up.
No, I'm not doing that again. I'll fight y'all.
Because it was...
I ain't doing that again.
Was it the burger? The burger?
Y'all
bracket?
Fucking tripping. Y'all goddamn tripping. Fucking. Oh, they throwing double passes and
that
fucking.
That was like a triple.
They don't give a fuck about Oregon.
No, they don't give a single fuck, man.
Show some fucking respect.
Have some goddamn
decorum.
1, 2, 3.
Guys, if Washington scores again on this drive. Is it? Oh, my
That's
God.
A wrap.
That should have fucking went to the house.
That should have. That was set up. They up there boarding that press box right now thinking about, hey, let's try this.
They just did a double reverse toss pass.
It feels good to be back, boys.
Oh, it absolutely. It does. It's nice.
For sure. And we only an hour and a half in.
Yeah, really? Double reverse toss pass. And for a tunnel screen, that if that last guy doesn't trip him up, he's still fucking running.
Mm. Why does it keep doing that, Fabian?
It happens sometimes. Oh, I don't know. It done it the last time, too. It just kept minimizing on its own.
Minimizing.
Yeah. This is fucking awful. TV's everywhere you look. Oh, he just... Oh.
TV's her word, what grainster? I don't care. Hell no, I ain't cutting my hair. Give me Air Force in them shit.
They about to beat the panties off a goddamn Oregon.
I don't remember what he says, but he says, give me two per, but I don't, whatever.
Hey,
we got some fucking Tennessee Titan Jordans, Jason.
Oh.
I'm going to tag in them right now.
Tag me. Tag me.
He needs a Cactus Jack.
I have to fucking.
I wish you could have got him when they dropped. Because that screams Jason. I'm Cactus Jack Fours. I wish you could have got him when they first dropped.
Yeah.
You ain't getting them Jacks.
No, not now. Oh, he could.
Nah,
he ain't going to pay for it, but he could.
You ain't going to hit on no Jacks, man. You don't have to buy them resale.
I got a $1,500 pair of alligator shoes up there that I bought to wear to new fucking Vegas.
And we still ain't went to Vegas.
And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
Listen, all bullshit aside, boys, we're taking the fucking trip.
It ain't never going to. I'm losing faith. We ain't doing it.
Jason, they release on the 16th at 10 a.m. Well, I believe it's 10 a.m. when all those shoes drop, when they drop $200. That ain't bad.
He should
have. Have you ever tried to get anything on the app?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
You got to use the Sneakers app.
Yeah.
Sneakers app.
Yeah, SNKRS. It's a Nike app.
You'll have to take it and set it up.
Yeah.
It's not even spelled.
You got to try to buy them on there.
Okay.
I got those fucking 11s.
I seen that. Those are nice, man.
I don't want to wear them.
Uh-huh. You know, I got the ones that released in 2018. I've worn them twice.
I will say this. I know one night for sure I'll be wearing them.
No, what night's that?
Go ahead and say it.
Well, he's got a crown to match him over here, so.
Actually, I'm probably going to wear a suit.
No. Say it. I want you to say it just in case.
Whenever we go to Hooters for my coronation, I'm winning.
Okay.
Period.
I think you're winning, but I just want it to be a possibility.
There's no doubt.
That if you trip and somebody passes you at the finish line, I want to take a clip of this.
No doubt.
I want to timestamp this.
No doubt in my mind.
Play it on loop through his. Matter of fact, I hope you hand him that fucking crown like a good adult gentleman would.
Well, that's my crown. I'm the king. That's my gimmick.
Did y'all see where Max Johnson committed to North Carolina?
What?
Former LSU and Texas A&M quarterback
no
Max Johnson
shit.
Has announced he is transferring to Carolina.
Dude.
Really? Going to play for Mac.
The Fighting Mac. Going
to the Fighting Mac Browns. That's a hell of a name.
It is. Boy, it is. And the Fighting Luke Fickles. Yeah,
the Fighting Fickles.
Fighting Fickles.
Well, they're different this year, but we're still going to call them the Fighting Fickles.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
They fought less than we expected.
They actually did pretty good, though. They did. I think the Iowa win's the only thing that really kept them out, wasn't it? Because I think they were second.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think they were second. I think knocked them off.
Can I say something extremely unpopular, borderline disrespectful, and at the very least, pretty mean?
Yeah.
I don't think you'd do that.
Ever.
Somebody I'm friends with on Facebook posted, I've officially been sober for 1 month.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck.
Goddamn, dude. 30 people have their own wins.
It's a month.
30 days.
It's a fucking month.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry.
That's a big step for some people, though.
It is, but
one day
hell.
Sometimes a big step.
Listen,
not to be mean, but yeah, this statement sounds ignorant.
I'm not about to tell y'all that I was strung the fuck out. I'm just going to be better. I'm not telling the world I was a goddamn drug addict.
Hey, I'm doing good. You know,
right?
You know, holler at me at 3 months. Hey, good job. 3 months. You showed me some dedication.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can damn near fucking not piss for 2 days. I mean, what the fuck?
Wait.
You don't mean that. That's a hell of a thing to say.
30 days is just not...
Your comment was a dickhead comment, 30, but now you're being silly.
No, 30 days to me is like, bro, anybody can stop doing something for 30 days. Anybody can.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope you don't fucking do drugs and die, I guess. But what do you want? Like, yay!
Yes, that is exactly what they want.
They're seeking validation in what they have done.
Positive reinforcement. Mr. Green, fuck.
God damn.
I'm just saying, man.
Well, if you're Adam's buddy and listen to this show, don't go drown your sorrows tonight.
How many days is fucking Mac Miller sober? Nobody fucking congratulates him.
Adam, I got to answer to that. All of them.
I hear nobody say fucking Whitney Houston 10 years sober. Congratulations.
Fucking Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, after that last one, they all gave it up, didn't they? It's
a little rough. Everybody has that one experience.
Listen, like, I fucking saw a post. It said, congratulations, Mac Miller, 3 days sober, and I fucking died.
That was dead ass wrong, but it was dead ass accurate.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. I don't know why I threw that fucking curveball, but I just seen them. I opened my phone, and that's the first thing I've seen. I get it. It's hard, but I don't know.
Do you get it, Adam? Because it sounds like you don't get it at all.
No,
it sounds like you don't. It sounds like you absolutely do not get it.
I'm going to stop. Because I'm one of those people who I think drug addictions are a choice.
Well, when you stopped smoking cigarettes, were you happy when you made it to a month?
Yeah, but he didn't tell everybody.
I didn't fucking ask for no fucking praise on Facebook.
I don't know that.
As a matter of fact, I've never made the post, that post, at all.
I quit back in 2007, and it's a hell of an accomplishment, but I've not put it on Facebook.
Now, to be fair, quitting smoking is a little bit different than quitting smoking crack.
Is it, though?
It's an addiction.
Is it? It's an addiction. And I'm telling you right now, until you've been addicted to cigarettes, you can't say that it's not. Now, I've never wanted to suck a dick for a cigarette.
I love the turn this is taking.
So maybe that's the difference.
God damn.
But
this is fucking. Oh.
Oh, be there. Oh, God.
What
damn.
The fuck? Nothing was there but the rail.
The fuck is he throwing to?
He said, oh shit.
That was the old
They're
Chuck
getting
and
their
pray.
Fucking ass whipped.
Oh, yeah.
Different. That was the player before it set that up.
I'm just not on the fucking group of people that addiction is a disease. It is fucking not.
No, it's a choice.
It's a goddamn choice.
It's a choice. I don't believe it's a disease. I just don't.
Damn choice.
There's very few addicted people that I feel sorry for. And those are people who have been in a car accident and had the unfortunate event happen in their life where they had to take those narcotics and then became addicted to them. Because I've seen that happen. But everyone else that just goes out here and buys it for the high, for the good time, no, that's a choice. That's absolutely not a fucking disease. But I do personally know people who have, you know, kind of been misfortunate and becoming addicted to it.
There are things that happen, but set you down a path that sometimes it's not controllable. But
the majority of these people that are quote unquote addicted done it to themselves.
So you don't know anybody that sucked a dick for a cigarette?
I'm sure they exist. I'm just telling you, I never wanted to suck a dick for a cigarette.
I might want to try
one. I'm just going to go ahead and make the concrete statement here. I've never wanted to suck a dick.
I never want to suck a dick. Period. But I damn sure didn't want to do it for cigarettes.
That's not dependent on the ore.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't really know how addictive. Yeah.
Well, we can just cut that one off. Right there. Never wanted to suck a dick, done.
Period. I tell you, when the first person asked me if I wanted my dick sucked in jail, it was a bigger dude than me. I had to take him back to this area. Yeah.
Wait.
I take this dude, yeah.
Let's hear it.
Everybody in Cock County, we had to strip search.
It's even better. Cock County.
Yep. They did not have a scanner. You strip search everybody that goes in. Males search males. Females search females.
That ain't no fucking fun.
It can be uncomfortable. Most people are super cool. They're like, yeah, I get it. You got to do this. They do what you say. Some of them give you a hard time. Sometimes you got to tell them, like, you're going to get me that, and you're going to do this, or we're going to have to fight.
You're going to get this dick.
So give you a little tickle.
This one dude, he's not as imposing as Fabian, but he's there in height. He's bigger. And he turns his eyes down. He's high on something. He mumbles, "You want me to suck your dick?" That's the first time.
What was your immediate reaction?
What was it? Honestly, knowing, like,
Did you have to think about the answer?
I didn't think about the answer, okay. But my mind immediately went to, like, if I fight this dude, is he going to try to suck my dick?
You imagine beating yourself a nigga. Could you imagine getting your ass whooped, and as your punishment, he's sucking your dick in of it.
Your dick's in his mouth. God damn. Oh, Bo Nix. Oh, God, he might have given himself a concussion. God damn.
Oh, damn.
That was dumb, but whatever.
Yeah. They're on the back end. He's got to do anything right now.
Just an update. Liberty is tied with New Mexico State 35-35 in the third.
And a drop of defense being played.
No. No, they left him at the house. Didn't even get off the bus.
You know what? We don't even need him.
Dude, that contact.
Head to head, man.
Yeah.
Literally. All right. From the two, Bo trying to get it in. Oh, he going a little past number three. Got it. Touchdown.
That was a nice catch.
It was a nice catch. That's the big dummy try to hurdle a kid earlier.
Yeah, it didn't really work out.
He looked like Ron Weasley. Well, it's a 10-point game now. 9 seconds left to halftime. Maybe Oregon's got something for them in the second half. They better. If they don't.
I ain't going to win no fucking money this weekend.
Poor Adam's trying to win some money.
Boys, I gave it up. I had my parlays busted by one game every fucking week, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to keep putting myself to this shit.
Yeah. Those are the ones that hurt.
God almighty. I got a fucking laundry list of one game losses all year long.
You know what's made me the most money, and this has been my trend for the year? I've picked the simpler games. I've been, like, jumping on the early slate. And then my questionable games, I've got on the later, the, you know, the 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock slate, depending on whether it's Saturday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Then I just cash out.
Yeah.
The later games, so long as I'm in striking distance, they still offer the cash outs. Because you've already got 3/4 of the parlay complete.
Hmm. I don't know what they're looking at. He had possession.
2 feet in. That was good on Sunday. Yeah.
Maintain possession through the fall.
Give it Ginger Lowe, and he caught that fucking ball.
Yeah.
I'm giving him credit.
Yeah, he started out a little shaky. He's done a lot better since.
So. Got to get back in this now.
Yeah, swallowing pills. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck I just gave him.
Give him some more of them. He needs more.
Yep.
My God, he's taking them over, ain't he?
Yeah,
he is.
Somebody investigate that man.
Jail to the cheaters.
Listen. You know what would be my fucking luck?
What's that?
We would find a way to beat Georgia and have it vacated.
That's not going to happen.
That would be my luck.
I think you're safe.
Yep.
You don't think you got to worry about that, buddy?
Nope.
I mean, I don't either. I'm just saying that would be my luck.
I don't think y'all got to worry about beating anybody next.
Well, you get Iowa, and that's your last one for the year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I will absolutely take 13-1.
I can't wait to watch y'all go fucking 9-3 next year. I can't fucking wait.
Buddy, if JJ don't come back, it's going to be a little worse than that.
I think he's already said he's coming back.
Yeah, if JJ comes back, we got a shot. If he don't, we're in trouble. We got a hell of a schedule next year.
Have they announced the schedule?
Yeah.
For the Big Ten?
Yeah, we got Oregon and Washington next year.
Joe
and Texas.
They got Texas. And Texas.
Sunday. That won't matter because fucking Joe will Flacco be gone starts and Sunday. Penix I saw will be gone.
Tell me Jim Landers ain't hard as a rock.
Tell you what.
But yeah, and Texas for their out-of-conference schedule.
Yeah.
Texas,
yeah, we got a tough-ass schedule next
Texas
year, bro.
Texas will be fucking rough.
And we got
next year they play some people.
And we got the team down south on the road.
Yeah, USC.
Play Southern Cal, too?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Buddy, they are stacked.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Well,
you remember when I was telling you about how shit of a schedule you had and how bad I felt for you? That was before I seen ours.
Ours is still worse.
Boy, I tell you right now, they might be 1-2 because it's pretty rough.
The good thing about y'all's is everybody you play loses their quarterback this year.
Here's not how they
except for Texas.
Like I said, not necessarily because Quinn can come back.
Here's how they come.
But Texas is the only one. Penix is gone. Bo Nix is gone.
Yeah, those two have to leave.
Fucking Caleb Williams is gone.
He was gone anyway. Fuck him. Yeah. Mother had him. Mother love him.
Here's their schedule.
Motherfuck him.
They open with Fresno State. Cheers to Fresno.
That's a pretty decent team, too.
That's one of the bigger small schools, yeah.
Here, Fresno.
Here, Fresno.
Shots for Fresno.
And then next, they've got Texas.
Yeah.
Then they got the Fighting Lyles of Arkansas State.
They beat that man so bad earlier this year, he cried.
He cried. And then they have USC, Minnesota, Washington, Illinois, Sparty, Oregon, Indiana, Northwestern, and us.
We got a fucking hell of a schedule next year. It's rough.
Losing your whole offensive line, too.
Yeah, well, everybody but one. We've got one returning out of the starters. We got one returning.
Welcome to fucking college football.
Yeah, it's going to be a little regular for us next year. I'll tell you what. If he even finds a way to split some of those games, it's going to shock me. Because we got a whole lot leaving this year. A whole lot leaving. So
probably got more leaving than you know yet.
You might be right. So
let's see. And then ours, we actually drew a very, very favorable schedule because we did not pick up anybody off the west side except
what side?
Oregon, I think, might have been the only one. Can't fucking find it. Hang on. Bum, bum, bum.
Did you see what Indiana's new hired coach said? Purdue sucks. So does Michigan and Ohio State.
I love it.
They're stupid.
Motherfucker, you got the job at Indiana.
So yeah.
Does he know where he went to coach?
Yeah. So we got Akron, Western Michigan, Marshall, Sparty, Iowa, Oregon, Nebraska, Penn State, Purdue, Northwestern, Indiana, and then y'all.
God, it got them son of a bitches.
The only team we pulled from the West was Oregon. We don't make schedule, boys. We just play them.
Play the teams in front of us. That's what I heard somebody fucking say.
That's all you can do.
That's all you can do.
Line up and play the game in front of you.
As long as Marshall don't have a fucking plane crash before we play them.
Up, down, left, right.
Be motivating motherfuckers for some reason.
Well, I mean, nobody demotivate, though. They were all. Yeah. Yeah. You just have to have a bye week. You just got an extra bye week.
Just an extra bye week. We'll take it.
Oh, boys, we ain't shit.
Through no fault of our own.
Boys, we ain't shit. Do you hear me?
Not a bit. What else is there out there that questions? What kind of questions, y'all?
I got a couple of questions.
Let's hear some questions.
I got three. This one right here. Joe Rich.
Joe.
Woohoo. Ultimate question. How's my boy Fabian doing? I'm doing a lot better, man. I'm recovering quite nicely, man. I won't go into detail about everything I went through, but I went through a surgery that's kind of set me back.
Oh, and, my God. Just make it about yourself. Why don't you?
The man had a penis reduction. God damn.
I had to cut a little skin off and. You know, I'm kind of suffering through it, so.
He's suffering. And we're still trying to catch up.
Oh, my God. He loves to fucking talk and talk and talk about his fucking self.
I'm telling you, man.
We're the four sportsmen. Right. Not the one African. Oh, shit. That's going to be a spinoff show. That's
definitely going to be a spinoff. The one African. But I am doing a lot better and excited to be back in here with my brothers and doing what we love to do, man. It's been far too long, man. But I appreciate the mention.
Hey, just real quick, this game with Liberty that's tied at 35.
Yes.
Cade Salter, quarterback for Liberty, is 19 of 23 for 307 and two touchdowns.
Good
God. And they are tied.
Man, it's balling.
His opposing quarterback is 11 of 16 for 188 and three touchdowns.
What the hell are they doing over there?
Fuck.
Damn.
Anyway, go ahead.
Bobby Vess says, have you found any cream drops yet? For those people who are wondering.
There's another fucking Fabian story about Fabian.
Fabian story.
That's a guy that... introduce me to nigga toes. And then had a nerd to ask me if that's what we called them. No. No, that is not what we called them.
We just call them toes.
We called them cream drops. So hats off to Bobby Vest for that. Matthew Green, going to ask a question to everyone.
About time.
If you had the choice to change your career to any job of your choice, what is that one job you've always dreamed of doing? Money, not a factor, just a job you would love to do more than any other job.
Fuck this.
Oh, that's easy. I can start this off. Porn star. Said money, not a factor. One that you'd love to do any other job. Porn star.
Man, would I get tired of fucking?
No, absolutely
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you would.
No!
Dream job. I'd like to write the comedy skits for SNL.
I mean, I'd have to recover like 30 minutes in between.
Nowhere near that funny.
That's what I'd want to do. I mean, if I could do it, I would be doing it. That'd be my dream job.
Will's part of this question is skill not included. Oh, yeah, okay. Skill not required either.
Yeah. Well, I'm sticking with porn star.
Okay. I think doing this and getting paid for it.
I think
this bullshit.
This would definitely be second.
If I could do anything, I'd be a fucking wrestler in the fucking late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, man. During that golden era?
Yeah.
Can I go again?
That would be fun. Goddamn Attitude Era would have been great.
I know, man.
Dude.
I'm thinking like.
Puppies!
If I could be like 26 in 1980, in 1990, that'd make me 36.
I would have.
So I'm going to get to go pretty much all the way to 2000, then I'm about ready to hang it up. But I would get to experience the Horsemen in the 80s.
Okay.
Flair's fucking.
Yeah, Rise. Yep.
The early 90s with Flair and fucking Sting and all that, the NWA and all that.
Yep.
That's or, like you said, the fucking Attitude Era with Austin. That yeah. would be what I would choose.
So let me ask you this. Would there be room for a co-star by the name of Black Saw Jim Duggan?
Not yet.
Black Saw Jim Duggan.
I can't be Black Saw Jim Duggan.
No. That shit was frowned upon back in.
didn't have a black world champion until 92, my guy. So. Yep.
Ron Simmons.
Took them all that time to let one of us win. Yep. Ain't that shit, boy? That, boy, yeah. I tell you what.
Write your own script and you still can't get
Still ahead. Can't fucking win. Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch?
Oh, man.
All seriousness aside, I would love.
Seriousness aside? So this is a joke?
Well.
All jokes aside?
All jokes aside.
Okay.
I would love to be a national broadcaster, do something like what Gus Johnson and those guys do to get to sit up and call a football game and have fun doing it and make money to do something like that. I think that's what I would like to do. I would like to call football games. And I didn't realize how much I enjoyed that until I started working with East and doing the sideline reporting. Yeah. And I was like, dude, I fucking love this. And we do it for a small check for our high school brand here in our own town.
Yeah.
And I fucking love it. So I believe if I could do something like that for money, that would probably be my dream job. Would be to call football games.
If we got paid to do this, it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I figured Adam would want to be a dildo tester.
That's a damn good question.
That's a good question. They usually are when the questions are for everyone and not just you.
Damn it, Joe.
He just wanted to know how his guy was doing. He wanted to know how the resident darkie was doing. Doing
Which
better.
Is cool.
Doing better. So
Liberty has advanced 42-35, start of the fourth quarter.
Maybe Oregon will come back.
Maybe so.
Maybe.
Guys, that's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's all I got, man.
Oh, here they are talking about the Saturday championship slate.
I done told y'all who's going to win all them games.
Who's going all them?
The
left or right?
Team.
Okay. The winning team.
Left, right, left. Get on up. Get on up.
Listen, I don't care what anybody says. That was the hardest damn song of that time.
Good song.
Yeah. Drama. Name of the album, Causing Drama.
Causing Drama.
That's when shit was simple.
Yep.
Causing Drama. That man had about three good songs on that whole album.
God,
the rest
damn,
of it was
I think
ass.
Y'all killed him right there.
Fuck him.
Well, I'm
at Adam time. Ain't got no problem with it.
Fuck him and his free shoes.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Coach, I'm good. I'm good, man.
Roadmaker.
Kill these motherfuckers on three. 1, 2, 3.
Hey, kill man. These motherfuckers.
Wait, hey.
Listen, Doc. Listen, the only thing I'm upset about is that my team didn't say that shit. Because I'm telling you right now, that's some hard-ass shit to go out there and say.
But see, that's my thing. And y'all sharing that shit of Eugene Wilson fucking slapping that coach away.
Like, I didn't share that.
Like, listen, I know what it looks like, but you can't fucking – a lot of Florida fans I see talking about, we need to get back to 08 Florida. And this, no, we don't. Because y'all upset because Eugene Wilson told that coach to let him go so he could get back out there.
That's what it was. He told him to let him go. That's what we're mad about.
You don't fucking, like, them boys in 08, get the fuck off me, coach.
Yeah.
I mean,
beat your ass next.
Listen,
yeah.
Them coaches wouldn't have grabbed one of them boys from 08.
No.
That's the difference in this.
They wouldn't nobody grab Brandon Spikes like that.
I wish they would have tried it. Could you see him trying to grab one of them pouncy twins?
Hernandez wouldn't have been the only murderer in Florida. Like, bro, you don't know that type of stuff when it's happening.
Right.
Like, I knew they were bad. Like, I knew we were good and physical, but I had no idea it was the way it was.
Yeah. and like I said, that documentary was soft compared to the shit they could have covered.
Listen, I get it. He don't need to swat his coach away. But I want to see some fucking fire like that.
Right.
We don't need to see it that way.
Right. You're shaking your head about, Will.
But I need to fucking... I'm happy it happened, to be honest.
Why are you shaking your head?
It shows
over
that man's
there?
Got fight in it.
We will figure... We'll control the optics of it, and hey, don't do this, but I like where your head's at. I like the fire you got.
Yeah. Well, you know what the best part about this is that y'all have a little extra time to get ready for next season.
There it is. I've been waiting on that one all night.
We do.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, listen, Big Bill?
I have been there, and I had, and listen, Adam has rode me like a new set of missionaries. I got to get my jabs in when I can. I told you, motherfuckers, I've been fighting one hand behind my back for the past 6 weeks.
I think maybe if y'all had the wherewithal and the good common sense to keep your hands off of your coaches, I think maybe you'd be in bowl season right now. That's all I'm saying.
I will say this, all jokes aside, Florida has been in 90% of the football games that they've lost. There's not really been a team that's just really just walked Florida.
Oh, missed field goal right. And a 4th-and-17 away from being 7-5
right.
And having 3 top 15 wins.
Well, I'm a right. few better paychecks. If I had a little bit more money and a nicer car, I'd have got a lot more ass and some more blowjobs in this life.
I mean, it's just
I believe in giving credit where it's due. There's some miscues that they have to work through. But
I had one kicker, we would have won a national title last year.
Listen,
I get it.
Hands down.
That has to be heartbreaking.
If ifs and buts were nuts, we'd all have a merry fucking Christmas. I get it. But all I'm saying is, like, everybody wants to – I think a lot of the people who are hollering, fire Napier, that are not Florida fans, are worried about what he could be. Once we get this 5-star help in here next year, once DJ Lagway takes over, once we get this elite talent in here, I'm telling you, he's already better than Will's guy. In year 2.
Is that right?
Well, we're sitting number 4 in the country in the recruiting class, and we beat your ass in the swamp. Is there an argument? Do you have an argument?
You beat us at home on a year that you won't go bowling. Meanwhile, we go bowling every year with our coach, Adam.
Exactly, Will. We weren't good enough to go to a bowl game, and we blew y'all out. Smacked y'all around. Ran up, down, left, right, and threw you.
Mm. So that one game is enough. We know everything we need to know.
Would you suggest we compare two football teams, Will, lest we compare them when they fucking play each other?
Well, what you can do, what a lot of people do is they
Texas
look.
Texas and Alabama.
What a lot of people do is they'll look at their record at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
The end of the year.
Okay.
You understand? What they'll do is they'll see how each team did respectively over a period of time.
Well, how did you do when you played Florida, Will?
Not as good as I'd like, Adam. Not as good as I'd like. Good. I would like to have done better.
God damn it.
I mean, if you're going to be like that, are you going to tell me Kentucky is a better program than Florida?
Kentucky's been a better program than us for 3 years. Three straight years.
Can't argue that.
I don't have a problem admitting it. The problem that you can't stand is it don't matter how sorry we are, Will. We can be fucking sorry as homemade sin, and we're still better than Tennessee.
Homemade sin be like
we
gay porn.
We still find a way to beat Tennessee.
You do.
The last fucking 4 worst Florida teams in the history of fucking Florida football was better than Tennessee.
Then how are we 3 games better than you, Adam?
Because you beat some chumps, but you couldn't beat us. And that fucking eats at you.
Chumps
you
like,
can't talk to me.
Chumps like Kentucky. Chumps like South Carolina.
Matter of fact, until you either 1, beat Florida, or 2, get inside the top 10 in this year's recruiting class, don't speak to me about football.
Ooh, God
buddy,
damn.
It's hard to speak to you about football. There ain't no talking to this man. Listen to this son of a bitch. Listen to the knife.
Nope. You do not meet the criteria. Sorry.
Oh, shit. fuck.
But Fabian, can I get my hands on that jug you got right there?
Only if you promise not to break it over our friend.
Well, motherfucker's coming across the table. You know
where that's
going.
What I know.
I don't want to make any promises.
I love watching these.
You
my
throw
money's
that fucking jug at me, and I'll have your hands on cut off.
My money's on Jeremiah. Muhammad don't know how to throw a fucking football.
Neither does Jeremiah.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremiah more footballs than Muhammad.
They're
going
to do the fucking chest pass.
Muhammad can fucking spin.
I'm surprised Muhammad will touch it, motherfucker.
Muhammad had practice throwing bombs, okay? Oh, Muhammad's going
to
win.
You beat me to it. God damn it.
throwing bombs.
What's it? Oh, my God. The dude on the left is an embarrassment to
me. Oh, no. Here he comes. He's getting it down. He's definitely never touched a pussy, though.
I'm surprised Muhammad touching that ball. It's a pigskin.
Never touched a clit in his life.
These are
Muhammad is killing Jeremiah right now. Killing.
What's the score?
I don't know.
12-7. It's right beside the cans. 13-7.
Oh,
he about doubled him up.
Yeah. Thank God he didn't blow it.
I told y'all that nigga named Muhammad was coming. They both awful for the first time.
His arm looks really explosive.
fuck.
And Muhammad wins.
Why does he keep holding his chest? He holding something under that jersey?
Ah, la.
I tell you what, if that man says Allah more than twice, this shit is over.
Muhammad Adam.
Fade to black.
Muhammad Adam.
What the fuck?
Huh.
Oh, he must have enough American in him not to do that dumb shit.
He goes to Stony Brook.
Yeah.
He don't even go to either one of these schools that are playing. God damn. We should have unmuted that and listened to how he spoke, but we didn't.
Nah, don't do it.
We got what? Okay, okay. I got you. I got you.
Thanks for whispering, but I heard all that.
Yeah, you can just
tell us, man. We can bleep it out if we need to, but that ain't nothing major.
You had surgery. He's got to take fucking.
I have to go take my drugs.
Got to take him drugs. Yeah.
Drugs and alcohol.
I'm gonna need to see your prescription before you take
it. You fucking junkie.
I'm telling you. I tell you what. If I can get addicted to what I'm taking, I need to be a damn junkie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you taking?
Souped up fucking Tylenol, muscle relaxers. Yeah, but they lay me the fuck down. Where I don't take medicine. They fucking floor me.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're about to wrap it up here. We just hit 2 hours and 4 minutes.
This time tomorrow, I will be your champion. The king.
Maybe.
Let's get college together. Football is back, baby.
Maybe.
Let's get together next week.
The king is back. Oh, yeah. We're doing a recap. Hooters. We're going to get together. And go. Y'all are fucking taking me to Hooters. Yeah. What the fuck y'all are doing?
So what you're saying is if you win that belt, you're going to carry it around and act like it's yours?
It's fucking mine.
No, I'm going to carry it around, and I'm going to give it to him in front of all the fine ladies.
First of all, do y'all have me some goddamn red carpet?
No.
Somebody get me some fucking red carpet.
The best thing I got is I'm going to carry the belt in there for you at being a changing of the guard.
Oh, you're not. You keep your filthy fucking hands off it. You don't deserve to touch my belt. First of all, most importantly.
But I'm the guy that has to give it to you.
You keep your fucking greasy hands off of it.
I'll hand you your belt out.
Neither one of you, none of you fucking sow fucking pusses will touch my goddamn belt. I will carry my own belt. You just fucking open the doors, roll out the fucking carpet, and take my fucking orders from me.
Shut the fuck up.
He just calls big pussies.
Don't.
And he meant to shit.
Don't let common folks speak
fucking
to me.
Sal business.
And we'll be okay. I'll carry my own belt.
Shit.
You know what would be great? If we run into those two lesbians again.
God. Lord have mercy.
Those are everything you don't want in a group of lesbians.
One of you motherfuckers can feed me.
That ain't gay.
No, it's not gay at all. If he had it his way, he wants to be fucking fanning him, feeding him grapes.
Palm leaves.
Yeah.
The way it should be.
The way it fucking should be.
Listen, I'm pissing across your mustache. If you ever lay down, expect me to fan you.
I'm pissing across your mustache. Oh, my God.
It'll be like the sun vanished.
Yeah.
The shit y'all say.
Oh, shit. Boy.
All right, well, we're gonna wrap it up. Will, you got anything else to add and contribute?
Listen, it's been a doubtful rough year.
But by all means.
No, I'm gonna move on. I'm going to bed.
You're going to bed. Damn, you old fuck. It's 10 o'clock. You ain't gonna work tomorrow.
You should have known he didn't have anything to contribute.
The idea of Adam Green with that belt really saps me.
Well, y'all fucking did it. I did my part to try to keep you from fucking getting it.
I didn't help. I didn't help. So,
we'll see how it goes. Fabian, you got any last parting words?
It's good to be back. Good to see y'all.
Except for Pickle.
Say goodbye to your belt.
I'm saying goodbye to my belt as I am mathematically eliminated as of like 6 weeks ago.
Hey. Still the champ till he ain't.
But I'm the motherfucking champ till I ain't.
Which is about 24 hours from now.
Maybe.
Oh, no.
About 18. Roughly. About 18 hours.
It'll be a wrap by fucking 6:30.
SEC game comes on. What, four?
SEC game's what's going to decide it.
Yeah. Except by 7:30.
Yeah. So.
Yep. About the time Georgia's up 27-13.
27-13.
Is that when you're going to be doing your celebrating?
About the third quarter.
Third quarter.
Yeah.
I hope that Milrow goes full bone Milrow and breaks your heart like he did those fine folks down in.
Well, see, here's the problem. It may not matter because I don't have to beat him.
He don't.
I just got to fucking beat both of y'all.
You just got to beat one of them.
I just got to beat one of y'all. I don't. As long as I don't finish last, I win.
So what you're telling me is Will's going to drop the ball.
I will.
Probably.
That's what I mean.
Surprise, right?
There's a certain way these things tend to go.
Yeah, given statistics. Last week being an outlier, we need a repeat of last week. Would be perfect.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, y'all can suck my ass. I just got started a little late.
Well, I mean, you didn't win last week. I did.
What was it, 2 weeks ago?
I think you was two, 3
yeah.
weeks ago.
Yeah. Sons of bitches.
Hold on. Have you won a week?
He did.
Yeah.
Let me scroll back up here.
Because I remember cussing him because I came in second. I said, you son of a bitch, I could have caught up to Adam right here if you hadn't fucking done that.
If he hadn't accidentally picked
you. If he hadn't
good.
Accidentally fucking won.
Ain't that shitty?
You wait all goddamn year to win a fucking week and this is it?
That's the way, this is the week you win. This
Sorry,
one.
Son of a bitch.
Fucking accident.
Listen, guys, I gave it all I had once or twice.
Supposed to be your best goddamn friend. Not just your friend, your best goddamn friend.
Goddamn, we talk too much in here.
We talk a lot, buddy.
Yeah. Imagine that.
I don't want to hear it from you. You don't even reply to half of this shit.
I don't read half of it.
You have one win this week.
No, I know. Never mind making a goddamn plan.
3 weeks ago, you won 1 week. You got second a few times, but I think you tied for second.
You got second quite a bit.
One, two. He got 3-4 seconds.
Yeah. Fabian.
But a whole bunch of ones. Whole bunch of ones.
Fabian with two wins.
Yeah.
You were trash.
Yeah, that ain't going to cut it.
God, this Zach's is a bad year. A lot year. Of fucking last places.
Yeah, this is a bad year for you, boy.
I got 4 wins. Adam definitely had the most wins.
Oh, I'm the fucking man.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He had 7 wins.
Well, that's how you.
He had 7 outright, and I had 4 outright.
Matter of fucking fact.
Adam, Fabian, and myself went 9-5 in game of the week picks.
I'm just saying, an Oregon Will went 6-8. Right here.
This one goes out to Adam Green.
This guy. I think that's infringement because I played that when I won one of my championships, buddy. Yeah, I posted it in the group. Back when we was doing it on Facebook, the Facebook group, I posted that video once you declared me the winner once. Yeah.
Well, fuck.
Yeah, find another one.
The fuck was Bo Nix throwing that to?
You know, we've asked that a lot in this game. God.
There's the Bo Nix we love and hate.
Yeah. Me, Adam, and Fabian went 9-5 for game of the weeks. Will went 6-8.
Game of the week was rough for me.
There you go. There you go. That can be yours. A little Nelly.
Listen to what he says right here, Fabian. What?
Out of you, Ray.
Did you hear that? Like Sprint and Motorola, Fabian.
No service.
No service. Out of your range. Because I'm out of your range.
That's a good one.
I miss Nelly.
Oh, too. He's back fucking Ashanti again.
Lucky son of a bitch.
Yeah.
But here's the most important part. No matter if you like it, Fabian, I need you to hurry, sit down, and ride it.
I don't have to like it, and I can still pray for your downfall.
Damn, that's evil.
I don't expect you to do nothing less. That's what haters do to the very bitter end.
Boy, if the pot ain't calling the kettle black.
There are many people prayed for my downfall, baby. Plenty of people. They wake up disappointed every day.
I hope he has a 4 out of 10 kind of day.
Many people have prayed for my demise.
To be honest, half of that you brought on yourself.
I mean,
if we're being honest.
Yeah, it is like that.
Yeah.
What a catch. What coverage and a catch. Jeez. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hop off here. We're going to finish out this game, and we will holler at y'all a lot sooner than it was the last time.
The show is over.
It's been real.
Toodles. Man. What a play. Well, then